we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here in the postseason. Not too many teams are still alive, but two of them going to be in front of us here tonight as Coon Rapids Bears, the number one team in the Class 1A, will host AHSTW, the Vikings, coming in here 15-11 on the season in the Western Iowa Conference, a very good baseball and softball conference here, as we know. So it should be a very fun game tonight. I'm Mason Neal, and I've got Trevor McNally here tonight as well. And you are listening live to the Mackey Motors pregame show, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. The Crusaders got done with their infield, outfield work. The Vikings in front of us right now. Trevor, you know, you've seen a lot of these Coon games so far, and this is a team that's impressed a lot of people. And I think a lot of that work has to go to the last name Hayden, with Blake, Ty, and Cal, obviously, but they've got a really good squad behind them.
Yeah, we've been blessed with three Hayden boys, and any coach coming against us has to plan for all three of them. You can't leave one of them out, because you're accounting for Cal and Ty, you forget about Blake. Blake will come behind, and he'll do something. You never know what he's going to do. You never know what any of them are going to do.
And this team, you know, you look at this team's specialties. This is a team that at the top of the order can hit the ball really well, but the pitching is elite, to say the least. I mean, you've got two elite arms in Cal and Ty, and then you've got some other guys, you know, Mason Culbertson, Max Sherbrin, Cole Kretzinger, Caden Oswald, that have thrown some really quality innings here. Tonight, it'll be Sherbrin that gets the nod, coming in 1.17 ERA in the 30 innings he's pitched, and he's 7-1. He's a really good team pitcher. You know, he's able to get through 5, 6, 7 innings and able to get you through those games where you're not wanting to throw Ty or Cal. And I think he's going to have that job tonight, is to just try and, you know, do the best he can with the really standout defense that they've got behind him.
Yeah, Max is going to come out and try to deal some damage. He's going to do great. I have faith in him. He's going to have a great night.
And then for AHSTW, for me, the big thing is you got to try and rattle Sherbrin early, and I think you got to try and rattle the defense behind him as well, because if you let this Coon team kind of feed on momentum, they're a team that can really ride the momentum, and once they find your weakness, they'll expose it really quickly. So if you're AHSTW, you got to get the bats rolling early, and you got to get 1, 2, 3 innings very quickly.
Yeah, John Hayden is a phenomenal pitch caller, so if he sees you're not going to hit the curveball, he's going to start throwing the curveball. We're a pretty good strategizing team, and hopefully they'll see it tonight.
For AHSW again, under head coach Trey Bricks, they are 15-11 coming out of the Western Iowa Conference here. Coon Rapids Bears of the Rolling Valley Conference, 26-3. We will step away. We're going to be back in 1 minute here with more of your Mackey Motors pregame show, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Live from the Motor Inn broadcasters all summer long. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, friendly service, and a great financing options. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. Both teams defensively strive on being very clean. These are teams that want to get out of innings very quickly, and they want to put the pressure on them. Looking at it, you know, Coon Rapids Baird, obviously, we've talked about this team and how good their defense is. Just 40 errors on this season. But HSTW in a similar amount of games, just 44. And I know, Trevor, you and I talked before the game. They're not a team that's going to beat you on the scorebook. I mean, they can beat you 3-1, 3-2, 5-1. They're not going to put up 10, 15, 20 runs on you. But HSTW is a team that will get out of innings and beat you by one or two runs.
Yeah, we really got to be sharp defensively, because they're aggressive. We've talked to other coaches. They're aggressive, and they will try to pull some funny stuff. And Waddle's pretty good about recognizing it right away with how much experience he has. He's pretty good about it, but should be pretty good.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that Coon Rapids Bears can always hang their hat on, is that you've got a coach that's quickly approaching 900 wins here, and there's not many coaches that in the state of Iowa history-wise in baseball can say that. So you always know that you've got one of, if not the best coach in almost every matchup when you walk onto the field. I know the only time this year that you look at it and you say he might be kind of even with another coach is when they played Kemper, and Michael Barta was on the other side as well, which is another school that we cover because, you know, again, that's an elite coach right there as well. And they're actually on tonight over on 93.7 KKRL. They take on Ridgeview for the chance to go to their sub-state final. And that one will be on the same day as Coon Rapids Baird on Tuesday. They'll play at Boone, is what Jeff told me. So not too far of a drive for Kemper and for Mr. Nick Brinks, who may have that game, or Jeff or I that may have that game. So should be a fun night here tonight. Trevor, you know, for Coon, what do you got to do tonight to be able to advance to the sub-state final on Tuesday?
We got to do what we've been doing good all season. We got to hit the ball well, which we've historically done pretty well. And then we got to throw strikes, because we got to make them hit the ball and make our defense do the work. Because I've seen us play, I'd say we were probably one of the best defenses in the state when we're hot. We're the number one team in the state for a reason. We're not just fluff balls. We're going to come out and we're gonna make you make the play.
And I think that's the big thing tonight, is they just got to remember, there's not a single other team in Class 1A that stands ahead of you. You are the number one team, and I think they've proved that time and time again with just three losses on the season, and all of those losses coming to teams in, I believe, 2 or 3A at least, because I know West Marshall, one of the losses, Kemper, one of the losses. I can't remember that third one ahead of my head.
Yeah, Seidel beat us in the Carroll tournament.
Yeah, Seidel was, and Seidel is a very good 3A school, so you've got teams that are ranked in three different classes there as well. But for, you know, the Crusaders tonight, I think you rely on the fact that your pitching is better from top to bottom. And you look at it, a 2.61 team ERA for Coon Rapids Baird compared to 5.31 at team ERA here. I'm going to pull up Kipton Lamp's stats here, as he is going to be the pitcher tonight for the visiting Vikings here. Mr. Kipton Lamp coming in 3-0 on the year, has only started two games on the hill. So they're going to go to the freshman to try and close things out tonight. 26 hits, 14 runs allowed, 12 earned runs. He's walked 10 and struck out 33 with a 2.93 ERA, which is by far the best ERA on that Vikings team. He's played in 11 games and started in two of them with a 28 2/3 inning pitched. But bold call, I'd say, you know, from AHSDW tonight, you go with the freshman to try and beat the number one team here. But, you know, that's why AHSDW has gotten to this point, is being able to make the, you know, route less taken type path, being able to try and make this one, you know, a little bit different for Coach Waddle. But I think, you know, like you said, Coach Waddle's a guy that plans for literally anything that could happen. So I'm assuming they probably had scouting tape on every single person. They probably knew every single stat down to the nitty-gritty. And I'm assuming AHSDW did the same, because I know that Coon's got plenty of film, plenty of stats. I mean, you can look anywhere and you can find stats on these Crusader kids. So yeah, I think both teams are going to be really well prepared, which I think, you know, it's just going to come down to which team can actually execute their plan here tonight.
Yeah, during batting practice, before the game, we talk about who the possible pitchers are, and we will prepare for them during batting practice between shooting different types of curveballs. If we know a guy throws a slider, we'll hit against sliders and BP. We really do prepare as much as possible for this kind of games.
And this Coon team, bats-wise, at the top of the order. I mean, you go from Cal Hayden, then into the second slot here with Ty Hayden, then to Culbertson, and then you go down to Blake Hayden and then Jace Baker. You've got guys that are hitting 300, 400 in the middle of your lineup, but then you've got two guys that are hitting 600, which Ty Hayden is leading the entire state of Iowa in batting average going into tonight at 607. And then you've got Cal Hayden, who's right on his tail behind that as well, at 544. And, you know, I just think that that's something that you also have to rely on tonight, is you've got two guys that 9 times out of 10 will give you production at the top of the lineup, but somebody else in that 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 slot has got to be able to push them around to give you runs across the board tonight.
Yeah, I think that's what we've done pretty good in big games, is our lower bats, and they've always been good about just doing what they need to do. If we have a guy on third, they don't do more than they need to get him home. And that's, I feel like, what makes us a good team, is we don't try to do more than we need to.
Trevor and I are going to step away. We will have starting lineups coming up in 2 minutes here on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Get out. Have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Bowl a few frames on their 8 lanes, then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone. From hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders and all area teams.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you, with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
I feel like I could use my old Merchant Park cliche. Welcome to beautiful John and Lisa Waddle Ballpark. This is one of, if not the most beautiful 1A fields here
John Waddle, John
in the state of Iowa. We're going to give you the lineups for AHSW, their batting order.
Leading off,
first here will be Chase Wheatley. Hitting second will be Ty Nelson. In the three slot will be Cash Freeman. Four slot, Camden Drewson. Five slot, Sage Blotzer. Six slot, Taylor Hansen. Seven slot, Cooper Crummel. Eight slot, Calvin Parker. And nine slot, Kipton Lamp. In the field here for Coon Rapids Baird, Sherburne going to be the one thrown by Blake Hayden.
In the
back of the batter's box, you'll get Kyle Hayden at first, Caden Oswald at second, Ty Hayden at short, Mason Culbertson at third, Ryan McAllister in left, center Jake Baker, and Cole Kretzinger going to be in right field. Crusaders and Vikings for a chance to head to the sub-state final on Tuesday. Trevor and I are going to step away. We've got the national anthem coming up, and we will be back right after that one.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Let's hear it for the Crusaders. Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids is proud to back our hometown athletes on the field and everywhere in between. From the first pitch to the walk-off wins, you bring the heart, the hustle, and the hometown pride. We're right there with you, cheering you on every step of the way. Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, supporting our Crusaders.
And here's the pitch. Ooh, that's gonna leave a mark. You should probably head over to Tony's Corner Body and Paint. He'll get that fixed for you in a jiffy.
When you need fast, quality paint work and body work on your vehicle, think Tony's Corner Body and Paint on Main Street in Coon Rapids. His professional team will go above and beyond to ensure your satisfaction. Give him a call today at 712-999-DENT. Tony's Corner Body and Paint, Main Street, downtown Coon Rapids.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine scab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Mike A.G. late from City Carroll. You're on. New hit country station tonight, going to be taking over from some baseball. Coon Rapids Baird and AHSTW here in Coon Rapids, Iowa. As we get things rolling on, it'll be Max Sherbrin on the hill. And we're going to go away from the ace tonight with Ty. You know, you're going to want him in that next round. But the thing is, and we'll learn this quick as AHSTW gets things rolling, there is no tomorrow if you start to fall down. So you could see Ty Hayden come in tonight, but if Coon Rapids Baird starts to roll, you may see Ty just play shortstop all night here. Sherbrin, again, coming in 7-1 in the games that he's pitched with a under 2 ERA. He is one of our, I think, six pitchers invited to the KCIM All-Star Rewind event coming up next Thursday. We'll have that over at the Carroll softball field. They'll get to do a home run derby and a slow pitch softball game. We'll also honor a couple of these kids from Coon Rapids. I know Blake Hayden there. I know Mason Culbertson, Caden Oswald, Ty Hayden, Chase Baker, Kyle Hayden. We've got a lot of kids from Coon Rapids there. Going to be over there. It'll be Chase Wheatley, the second baseman, hitting 267 to lead off here.
He's going to be one of their better hitters. We're going to look to attack him fast.
Sherbrin working from the windup here. Looking for his pitch. And it looks like we'll get a time here as Wheatley will step out. Maybe a little miscommunication here between, you know, some of these comm systems sometimes. I know a lot of teams have had issues with that in the past year. Sherbrin going to bring pitch number one home. And we'll go downstairs, missing the zone to run the count, one ball and no strikes. Not a bad looking pitch early. Now time to find the zone. Sherbrin, pitch number two. This one going to be there, and he gets him swinging and missing for strike number one. Field playing straight up here. Center field with Jace Baker playing a little bit deep. Everyone else playing about the slot, you would assume. 1-1 pitch here from Sherbrin. This one upstairs and will stay there. Runs the count now, two balls and a one strike.
Baker may be playing deep, but he is one of the fastest center fielders that you will see. He is a very fast kid.
Now you get him and Oswald that kind of trade off there, which is two of the fastest kids probably in 1A. Is that one going right down the middle? Will catch Wheatley by surprise for strike number two, evening up the count at two balls and two strikes. Would be a huge strikeout to start the game here if you're Max Sherbrin. 2-2 pitch. Sherbrin from the windup finds it and brings it home. And this pitch downstairs will just barely miss that low corner. And we'll run the count now full at three balls and two strikes. Look for them to attack the zone very heavily here on this last pitch to try and see if you can get them to swing and miss. 3-2 pitch on the way. Sherbrin there. This one into left field. It's going to be deep, and it's going to be at the wall. And it's going to one-hop there, a stand-up double for sure. It'll be fielded by McAllister. He'll cut off to Ty Hayden. And Wheatley gets one right over McAllister's head to get the leadoff double and kick things off for AHSTW. Not a bad pitch from Sherbrin that time. Maybe just hung it a little bit too much over the zone for a guy that's been their really big leadoff hitter so far.
That's a tough play for McAllister to make. That's a deep ball. It's pretty sunny out right now. He doesn't have sunglasses on, so that's a tough play to make for sure. I don't blame him.
Yeah, and that's one, you know, it's at the wall. He did the right thing, turn and sprint to the wall and try to get there as fast as he can to make the play. Sherbrin looking back at second, no one holding on, pitch on the way home, and it will miss just upstairs for ball number one. And now you can't really get yourself in trouble here early if you're Coon Rapids Baird. Sherbrin's just got to throw strikes, trust the defense behind you. This is a team that only has one guy hitting over 300 here. Ty Nelson, not one of those guys coming into tonight, so you need to try and attack him early as that pitch will find the zone. Nelson, the center fielder, hitting 254. They have one guy, and that'll be their catcher, Cash Freeman, coming up next, who hits 338. Kind of a short, stockier kid. More of a traditional catcher-type build. 1-1 pitch here for Sherbrin. This one going to bounce to Hayden, and will get by. Blake did a nice job of keeping it in front of him. Has Ty going to chase to the bag to try and keep Nelson there. I wouldn't test the arm of Blake Hayden here tonight. He's a kid that's really grown into the position. I know last year, you know, kind of a younger guy, you know, not as physically imposing as now. He is a really good catcher this season.
Yes, he is.
Field going to shift here. Looks like Ty kind of came up and then sprinted back to short, and then Culbertson started to come up. It almost looked like maybe they were thinking bunt on that one. Nice job, though, from the field to adjust early to make the batter have to step out.
Yes, very... very good move. Ty came from all the way from second base. He was almost in front of the pitcher's mound there. He moved fast.
Pitch off Sherbrin. Side. Yeah, that one close, but unable to break back at the end of it. Three balls, one strike. This is a team that you're going to want to make hit the ball Again, just one guy hitting over 300. So, and I know Coach Waddle's prepared to have somebody else throw the ball tonight. You know, Sherburne gets in a little trouble as he'll step off the hill. And it'll be 3-1 when he gets back on. 10 pitches here for Sherburne so far as he faces the three ball and a one strike deficit. The runner at second will be Wheatley, the leadoff hitter, hitting the stand-up double to lead things off. Sherburne looks back at second and will step off once again as he tries to keep the runner there. Wheatley's got some pretty good speed on the bags here. As I know, he's got a couple of stolen bases added to his season. He's not a guy you want to keep, you know, rolling on the bags early. Pitch on the way from Sherburne, misses the low and away corner, and will draw the five-pitch walk. And you've got runners now at first and second. Bringing up now your best hitter,
Cass Freeman.
And we'll see head coach John Waddle come out of the dugout early as the Crusaders struggling to find the zone. And when they did, that ball got clobbered into left field. So I would not be surprised, you know, if you try to talk to Max and just say, hey, we just got to throw strikes here. Let the defense behind you play how they've played all season.
Yeah, we've been, I don't know how many errors we have on the season, but it's not many. And our outfield is pretty fast with Cole Kretzinger in right field, Jason center, Eli in left. And I feel like we will make any play that needs to happen. So we all have pretty good arms in the outfield. So just put the ball in play and let our outfield do the work.
Yeah, just 40 errors through 29 games. So you're averaging under two errors per game. So not bad for a team that, you know, has played really good competition throughout the season. So now it's going to be 0-0 still, and it'll be Cash Freeman. He's got runners at first and second. Pitch on the way here, and this one gets tail off at the end. Will miss the zone. Freeman, nice plate discipline that time to not swing at the ball as it tails off. Sherburne's pitches have got some movement to them. They just haven't broken the way you expect them to break, and you have some of those nights. Sherburne with pitch number two. This one breaks outside this time, now 2-0. And you're getting yourself in a little trouble here early. 13 pitches in, you've got runners now at first and second. I know this team's very solid, could probably turn two and get out of this inning pretty quickly if they need to.
Yes, we could.
2-0 pitch, and he gets him. And that one kind of got Freeman on his heels, almost kind of fell to the knee on that one as Sherburne going to slow it up a little bit and find the zone. 2-1 count now, and 14 pitches in for Max Sherburne. Field playing straight up, you see Oswald kind of sneaking towards that second base bag a little bit. And the pitch on the way here from Sherburne. It's there, and he gets him again. Back-to-back strikes this time on swings and misses. Going to run the count now, two balls and two strikes.
That's something Max does well, is when he gets behind, he brings it back fast.
And that's what you need out of a guy that's going to be, you want to get at least five innings out of tonight, more than likely. 15 pitches, 2-2 pitch. This one goes inside. Hayden going to keep it in front of him behind the plate. And it'll push the count now to full. So you either get the ball in the zone here, or you fill the bases, bringing up the cleanup hitter in Camden Dreesen. Dreesen coming in hitting 247. You give him kind of a really good opportunity to start this game on the right part. As Sherburne going to throw this one, it looks like almost into center field that time as he threw it over to where the runner was sliding. Oswald making a nice backhanded catch there to be able to keep the ball in the field of play.
Yes.
I know Baker would have probably been there in time to almost maybe gun the guy down at third, but I know Nelson's pretty fast as well, so it would have been tough to kind of get that play going. 3-2 pitch. Sherburne brings it home. It tails off at the end and will end up loading the bases. It'll be Freeman at first, Nelson at second, and you'll have Wheatley at third. The Crusaders struggling to get that final pitch. You've seen now a 3-2 on the first one, 3-1 on the second one, and a 3-2 on the third one. They just haven't gotten that final pitch as we get a courtesy runner coming in to run here. I have the roster sitting in front of me here, so I will pull that one up.
Courtesy run, Tyler Keegan.
Coach Waddle coming out to the mound now to talk to Sherburne.
Looks like you get Pekin come out to run here. And Waddle going to come out and talk to Sherburne. I don't know if they're going to pull him already or how they're going. And
Ty is coming into the game.
Yeah, it looks like Ty Hayden going to come in and try and close this one off. And you wonder if they're just wanting to get out of this inning, because we talked about it. 65 pitches is the limit for Tuesday. You don't want to use that one, you know, heavily. So I wonder, you know, you just get him out of this inning. You'll move Oswald to short, Sherburne to second, and Ty Hayden will come in to pitch. I'll have to put Max's numbers down here as Hayden will be coming in to pitch here. We'll step away, take a break. We'll be back with Ty Hayden, and the base is loaded.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Class 1A, Ty Hayden, going to come to try and close out this inning. Bases loaded. We kind of talked about, you know, Ty, the arsenal of pitches he's got and the speed he throws. 92 miles an hour. He's got some of the best movement I've seen from a pitcher other than maybe his own brother that has pitched a little bit this year and a lot last year. So, you know, you bring in a guy like Ty to just close off this inning. It's not a, we're going to throw you the entire length of this game, because you know if you win, you want him on Tuesday. So you look and you say, we're going to set a limit for you. Go out there and try and just get three strikeouts. Let's get this thing rolling.
Yes, I'd argue Ty is one of the best in the state. Not even just 1A. I'd argue one of the best in the state. He struck out, is it 12 against West Lyon, one of the best teams in 2A. He's going to be a scary pitcher to come at.
First pitcher for Ty Hayden, going to miss low and away. Makes it now ball number one. And I know he's a kid that, you know, doesn't get down on himself pretty quick. He's a kid that will bounce back really fast here as he faces now a 1-0.
Yeah.
Works from the windup. This pitch going to dial it up with the fastball, and we'll find it. 1-1. And, you know, for Camden Dreesen, you're looking there and you go, I got to face a guy, you know, in Max Sherman that hasn't gotten that last pitch, and then you see Ty Hayden walk. It's like, well, that changed this. Is Hayden going to go upstairs and get some swinging and missing? And the biggest thing for AHSCW is you have to try and catch up to him now. You were planning to see Sherbrin from the get-go. Now you have to try and catch it up to a guy like Ty Hayden. 1-2 pitch. This one fouled up and heads to the parking lot behind us. And we'll keep the count at one ball and two strikes.
You know, I'd be quaking my boots if I was the hitter with no outs, bases loading, and I see Ty Hayden coming up to the mound. I would be quaking in my boots.
I guarantee you give me 100 pitches from Ty there in the zone, I maybe foul two off. 1-2 pitch. This one up and in. We'll push the count now to two balls and two strikes. And that's the big thing, is being disciplined at the plate with a guy like Ty. You know, he's not going to go 1-2-3 on everyone. You're going to have some that tail off at the end. You just got to be safe and not swing at something that's not there. 2-2. Hayden, pitch home. This one hit down the first base side. We'll end up in territory. Cal had a chance to get to it there as he started breaking towards that line, but it'll keep the count at two balls and two strikes. And the big thing here, the more times you foul off Ty's, the more pitches he has to use against you. And then you put Coach Waddle in a pinch there because you're like, do we want to keep him in the game if they keep hitting him and keep putting things into foul territory? So that's a thing you can also say here if you're AHSTW, is just keep trying to put the ball in foul territory as well if it's close.
Yes. Yes, that is a big thing, is just fouling off pitches. We try to do it a lot. We have this thing called quality at-bats. A lot of teams do it.
And Hayden, right down the middle.
A quality at-bat for us is eight pitchers or more. You can put up eight pitches. We see that as quality at bat. You just racked up his pitch count fast.
I mean, that's for three hitters. If you can get eight pitches, that's 24 pitches in one inning alone with just three hitters. Hayden goes right down the middle on that last one to get out number one and strike out. Bringing up now Sage Blotzer. Hits 139, and he takes strike number one down the middle. And the big thing, I watched Ty play three sports now over this last year. If you let this kid start getting going, you let him get his confidence, he will slam the door on you quick.
Yeah, he's a three-sport athlete between basketball, track, and baseball, and he excels at every single sport.
I think he's a first-team basketball kid, more than likely a first-team baseball kid this year for Rewind. If he would have ran track, could have been a kid that was in the conversation for one of our track athletes. It's now 0-2, one out, no runs on the board, and the base is loaded. Blake setting up outside, the pitch on the way from Ty. This one fouled up into the parking lot. Keeps the count now at no balls and two strikes. And you've got two of the best minds for pitching in the dugout with Waddle and Hayden, so they know the limit they want to set here for Ty. You're about halfway to where we thought the limit would be with 20, because you only probably want to use them about three times in this game, if you can.
Yeah, I'd say we're probably going to try to keep him. The limit for him is probably around 64, with the actual limit being 65. We don't want to push it just in case we're one off. But I'd say we're probably going to try to keep him under 50 almost even, because that's a quick turnaround. 2 days from now we play, whoever wins, quick 2 days until the sub-state final.
Yeah, the winner of this game will face the winner of Mount Air and Lennox for the chance to go to state. Ty Hayden, 0-2, brings it in and misses downstairs. The fastball, unable to find it, pushes his pitch count now to 12. They've done a nice job of fouling him out so far through the two batters. Hayden finds it this time, 1-2. Brings it there, slams the door on him as he swings and misses. And that'll be strikeout number two. Ty Hayden has gotten back-to-back strikeouts, looks to go three up and three down in his pitching debut here in this game. It'll be Taylen Hansen, the shortstop. 257, his average coming into tonight. He's got three guys on, and I know if you're AHSCW, you need to get a hit here. But if you're Coon Rapids Bear, if you got out of this inning, it'd be huge. Pitch on the way from Hayden, and it's there.
Ty is really good about tunneling his pitches. He can make his curveball look like his fastball really easy. The way it is, it will drop right at the plate. He is very good about tunneling it, so make it look like a fastball, and then you swing and you look dumb.
0-1, this one going to get by. It gets the backstop, and the wild pitch to score a run here from Ty Hayden. An uncharacteristic mistake here from Ty Hayden that time, getting the wild pitch to make it 1-0 AHSTW.
Well, now we know our bats need to get hot.
And that's one that you don't normally expect from a kid like Ty Hayden, is to throw that fastball upstairs and miss it kind of right over the glove of Blake there.
Ty doesn't make those kind of mistakes easy. He usually misses low.
1-1, this one up in the air. It'll be Culbertson. It looks to be towards the foul territory. He's going to try and find it in the sun, and he will for out number three. AHSTW able to put one on the board as we'll head to Coon Rapids Baird in the bottom of the first. They trail 1-0. They're on kick 106.7.
Get out. Have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Bowl a few frames on their eight lanes, then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders and all area teams.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
It's 1-0 AHSTW here. A lot of Coon Rapids Bears fans, a lot of AHSTW fans here, because the winner of this one will have a chance to head to the state tournament coming up on Tuesday. It'll be Kipton Lamp, the freshman, in our observation. He's got movement on his pitches, but he's not going to blaze yet. He's not coming out there throwing, you know, Jacob Mizorowski, Aroldis Chapman numbers at 105, but he's a kid that'll move the ball. But for a guy like Cal Hayden, 544, 40 RBI, 64 runs scored on the season.
Leading off for the Crusaders.
If that ball's there,
Cal may take it for a ride. Cal Hayden.
Now, he may be a freshman, but you look at Macklin Loftus from Lowing Magnolia. He's a sophomore, and he's third in the state for strikeouts right now. You don't need to be old to throw gas.
Yeah, you could be a freshman and still pitch really well. I know Cal's one of those guys that proves that. Is that pitch going to tail off outside for ball number one? And that's the bad thing about, you know, when you fall behind in this game for Coon, if you're AHSCW, you go, we've got one run. But now we've got two guys that can easily make up two runs and about two swings here. 1-0 pitch here for Cal Hayden. Lamp working from the windup here. This one going to miss just upstairs. And the breaking ball takes a little bit to get there. It does move at the end of the pitch. But, you know, if you're Cal Hayden, if it's a hanging curve, that's one that you're almost salivating at to try and swing.
Yeah.
2-0 count. Pitch on the way. And it'll miss downstairs. And we'll draw it now 3-0. The other thing you don't want Cal Hayden's a kid that if you put him on early, he's stealing second, stealing third. He's in scoring position by the time Ty Hayden's swinging the bat the third time.
You give him first base, it's probably an automatic second base, unless you can catch him sleeping.
3-0. Hayden going to let it go down the middle that time. That's good plate discipline, though. You saw three straight balls on your first at-bat. You know, you don't swing on one that's right there unless it's absolutely perfect for you. So now it's going to run three balls and a one strike. Pitch on the way here for Cal. And this one there. It's going to go opposite field, and it's going to be deep. It looks to be pretty close to the wall. And it's
and
over.
It's gone.
Lead off bomb for Cal Hayden. And he's tied things up on one swing. It's 1-1, and Cal's hyped up. You can see it coming around that third base side.
The energy Cal plays with is unmatched. You look at any team, and Cal has more energy than anybody on it. And I want to point out, the outfielders were very much shifted. The left fielder was almost in center field. He was in about left center, but he was almost in center field territory. They were prepared for him to pull it, and even if that ball landed inbounds, I think that it's a tough play for him to make to even stop him from getting to third almost with how far away he was.
Yeah, that one went opposite field almost at the 319 sign. Pitch on the way for Ty this time, going to miss downstairs, and that's something that could rattle the young pitcher here. He faces a guy like Cal Hayden early, gives up the bomb to tie it up. That's one that, you know, you've got to win the mental game now if you're Kipton Lamp. Pitch on the way now for Ty, and this one there. Ty's going to take this one deep into left field. And it's going to hit the wall on a one-hop. Ty's going to turn for two. He's going to dig in trying to get there.
It's going to be a close one.
And he will stand up, and you've got Cal Hayden with a leadoff bomb, and then Ty Hayden going to follow it up with a stand-up double. His could have been close as a one-hop off the wall, but nonetheless, the Crusaders coming out early and hot on the bats, bringing up now the third baseman, Mason Culbertson, 377, 19 RBI, and 18 runs scored. Now a courtesy runner here as Andrew McAllister going to run for the pitcher or shortstop, depending on how we're going to go with this next inning here, Ty Hayden.
Now McAllister, he's also very fast, part of that state 4x1 team a couple months ago. He is one of the fastest kids I've ever seen. He had almost 300 rushing yards in football in two games. He is a very fast kid.
1-1 ball game now. It'll be Culbertson due up. Pitch on the way for Mason. And it tails back into the zone for strike number one. I know Culbertson's got some pop in his bat as well for a kid that hits 377. Had a bomb against Caminito when I was down there. He faces now no balls and one strike. No outs on the board. And it's tied up. Pitch on the way here. Going to miss downstairs. And you see that movement. You know, the pitches look to be a little faster than what it was earlier, as he's starting to kind of find his rhythm here. But, you know, maybe it didn't knock him off his game. And I'll give credit to Lamp here. You've now given up a home run and a stand-up double in 9 pitches. And he doesn't really look like he's that phased. So for a freshman, kudos to him to be able to battle through that here. 1-1 pitch. It's going to miss upstairs and away. Makes it now 2-1 for Culbertson here. And if the bats can get hot for Coon Rapids Bear, this is a team that can easily go through the lineup pretty quick when they're hot.
Yeah, that's something we excel at, is when we are hot, it's not a warm hot, it's a everybody's getting a hit hot. Like against Pleasantville in that 7th inning, everybody got hot and we put up 7 runs to take the lead and win.
3-1 count now for Culbertson. Saw the strike on pitch number 2. Since then, back-to-back balls. Pitch on the way, and it's there. Culbertson, a chopper in the air. It'll have to be the catcher in Freeman as he bobbles it, and it'll reach on the E2. Would have been close at first, and Culbertson will reach on the E2 there that time as it was bobbled by Freeman. That'll push the courtesy runner and Andrew McAllister to third and put runners at the corners.
So now you have really good speed at third base, and then Mason Culbertson, once again, part of that state track team 2 months ago in 4x1.
And you bring up another one of your better hitters, 315, 21 RBI, 5 runs scored for Blake Hayden. Kid that stepped in and really grown into a solid baseball player this season. Part of that CB Sports Network All-Star Rewind team coming up on next Thursday. Pitch on the way here for Hayden. Going to take this one down the third base side. It gets through. And that'll be an RBI single for Hayden. I give him credit on that one. That's a tough play to make at third with him holding on. And a nice job that time from Blake Hayden to bring in the run, and the Crusaders going to lead now 2-1. And this is what we talked about. Once it starts to get hot, Trevor, it's the old saying, when it rains, it pours, and it is starting to pour here.
Number 3, Tucker Lewis, coming in to courtesy run through the catcher. Tucker Lewis, also pretty fast.
I know he was the quarterback for a couple of games of football, played some basketball minutes as well, and a very good basketball team. Jace Baker stepping in here. The center fielder hitting 365, 20 RBI, 25 runs scored. I think the first five batters are all invited to our TV Sports Network Rewind event coming up next Thursday as this team excels on the bats. As Baker going to lay down the bunt on the third base side. They're going to field cleanly in the throw to first. Not going to be there in time. It gets passed, and the run going to come in to score. On the sack bunt, Baker going to be able to get there.
Lewis ends up on third. Baker chose not to advance.
So Lewis goes from second to third on that last one. And Culbertson comes in to score. And it's 3-0. Coon Rapids Bear, no outs on the board.
One comes in to score at the plate, number 8, Caden Oswald.
Now a mound visit for the Vikings.
And that's a tough one. As, you know, that's a tough pill to swallow because Culbertson got on by an error and is now scored by an error. You have no outs on the board after jumping on him early and getting the 1-0 lead. You give up a home run, a double, an error, a single, and a sack bunt to the top five hitters. Bringing up now Caden Oswald, Max Scherber, and Eli McAllister, no outs on the board. And we talked about this, you know, Coon's a team that will make you pay if you make mistakes, and right now it's looking like they are really starting to dial it in on the offensive end. Caden Oswald, another kid that's made the CB Sports Network All-Star Rewind team. So I think the top, I'm going to look at this, the top seven hitters for Coon Rapids Barrett have all made our Rewind team, which is absolutely insane to me.
Not a lot of teams can say they've done that.
Not, I don't think any this year can say it besides Coon Rapids Barrett. 243, 20 RBI, 21 runs scored. He's going to put down the bunt, and it will not come down as he will pull back. Baker going to take off and be credited for the stolen base, putting both runners in scoring position now with Tucker Lewis at third and Baker at second. Hit through the infield, pushes this thing to a four-run game. Oswald's got speed, so if you put it through the infield in the gap, he's probably standing on two pretty easily. For a kid that's an all-state sprinter, pitch on the way here for Oswald upstairs. Runs his count now, two balls and no strikes. I know that, you know, in talking to Coach Waddle each week, defensively was where they wanted to make a lot of the adjustments, you know, fix some of that stuff. Offensively, it's just about getting reps. You got to just get hits and get guys to be able to push runs around. They've done that really well to start the game. The pitch there for Oswald, get a miss just outside, though. Give it to that corner. I thought for a minute there as it dropped, it would have missed, but it must have caught the corner on the way through.
Waddle makes a call.
2-1 count now, 3-1 in favor of Coon Rapids Baird in this inning. And the pitch on the way for Oswald. He'll miss upstairs on the swing. And puts the count out of two balls and two strikes. Over at first, you've got John Hayden. At second, you've got at third, John Waddle. Two balls, two strikes. Oswald, the pitch on the way. And he'll take it for a ball. Started to kind of turn the hips to look to swing. And he was able to pull back in time. After him, it'll be Max Scherbrin. Got runners at second and third. Baker at second. Lewis at third. Some good speed on the bags for you already. 3-2 pitch. And it's there. Oswald going to take this one for a ride. Over the long fence. Just over our heads heading into the parking lot here. I know this is a team that, you know, they've got a lot of guys that have played baseball for a lot of years. I know Cal and Ty, Blake obviously have played for a while. But, you know, Mason going to college to play baseball. You've got Jace who's played for a couple of years. Caden a couple of years. The pitch here for Oswald upstairs will load the bases on the full count. Bringing up now Max Scherbrin.
And you wonder now, number two, Max Scherbrin,
how much this kind of downpour of scoring, getting guys on is going. How long of a leash do you give a guy like Kipton Lamp? It's not, you know, his fault. You've thrown a lot of good pitches, but, you know, have they finally caught up to him here? Is that pitch going to find the zone for strike number one? Because early, you got Cal to 3-1, and then you give up the bomb. Then Ty takes the double. It's like, you wonder as a coach, do you want to maybe risk pulling somebody else? The pitch here for Lamp, going to get Scherbrin swinging and missing. Pushes the count out. It's 0-2. Scherbrin, 169 average, 16 RBI, 19 runs scored. Could get pretty close to getting into the 20s for RBI tonight. If he can push a couple of runs through this inning. 0-2. Lamp, the pitch. And it's there. Scherbrin going to foul it off as it heads to the backstop. And we'll get Mr. Eli McAllister coming over here to come pick up the ball.
I think they will let him ride it out until we get to the top of our order. See what happens. Because we have three hitters up before Cal gets back up. And maybe they're thinking in their dugout they can get three outs. Maybe they're just going to let him ride it out.
And the big thing I saw was the game against Cam when they did that. They left the pitcher in, and he gave up three home runs and 10 runs in one inning. So you don't want to do that here in a playoff game. And this pitch going to drill him in the head. Sherbrin on the 0-2. Going to get hit in the head, and about the easiest RBI he's ever had. And they will not come out to talk to their pitcher as he gives up the run, and now it's 4-1 at Coon Rapids Bear.
Number 7, Eli McAllister.
Tucker Lewis coming in to score as the courtesy runner for Blake Hayden brings up now the left fielder, Eli McAllister. Kind of a stockier kid, got a little bit of beef to him. 244, 24 RBIs on the season. And the pitch on the way.
McAllister may not have many. Oh, there's a hit right there.
Hits it right through the infield. That's scoring two as Oswald digs in. He's deep into the foul territory. The throw not going to be there in time. Runner going to take off for three. And the throw going to get him. He slides in, and that's out number one. As Oswald
McAllister gets a base hit,
two RBI single. And he'll be staying over at first base.
Sherbin, we call that
looks like
a third.
Sherbin
base
will be out at third
for the first out of the inning. At the plate, batting is number 9, Cole Kretzinger.
So now it's 6-1. Baker came in to score in Oswald. And this one going to be fouled off. You're at the bottom of the lineup here with Kretzinger, and then you're back up to Cal Hayden, and it's 6-1. Oswald came around to score as the second part of that one. And you've got Sherbin out as he got put into a 2-5 put out there. It's now a 1-1 count. They've only had one out on the board. McAllister standing over at first as the sole base runner. 1-1 for Kretzinger.
It's a great play by that catcher to have the awareness to throw down to third, seeing him going.
That one inside will make it now 2-1 as Kretzinger able to do a nice Michael Jackson impression, having a little smooth criminal in there. I'll have to ask him sometime if that's his favorite artist there. Kretzinger watches that one sail downstairs and push the count out of 3-1. And this is danger territory if you're AHSTW. You could put bases at second and first and bring up Cal Hayden, who's already hit a bomb off you. So you want to really try and get Kretzinger here to put some pressure. And that one outside will send Kretzinger to first and McAllister to second. And it looks like they're going
to
keep him. You wonder if you intentionally walk Cal, or what do you do here? Because you've got two guys now. Do you want to load the bases with Cal Hayden and give Ty the chance to beat you? Do you want to let Cal swing away as he's already got a home run? I mean, this is coaching right here, as we'll get head coach Trey Bricks to come out of the dugout here with runners at second and first and Cal Hayden due up. We wonder if they're just going to, you know, switch things up here, and they will. It looks like Lamp will just go one-third of an inning.
Now, even if you pull Cal, you still have to throw to Ty because then bases will be loaded.
Yeah,
it's a double-edged sword right there. You got to decide who you want to throw to.
And it looks like they will go to Ty Nelson. The center fielder going to come in to throw. As we will step away, he'll warm up, and we'll get you the numbers for Lamp coming up next in a minute here on Kick 106.7.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name. It's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Lance goes one third inning, giving up 0 strikeouts, 2 walks, 4 hits, 6 runs, all of them being earned, and has one hit by pitch. He will retire. Looks like maybe they send him to the outfield here as, it's going to be, actually, they'll send him to short, I believe. So Lamp will go to short. And then I think Hansen will head to center field. Unless this is Hansen pitching here. It is Hansen. Hansen will come in to pitch. So Nelson will stay in center field. And it'll be Talen Hansen to come in to pitch. It's hard to read the numbers sometimes when they're a pitcher and you're sitting right here. So it'll be T. Hansen. So I've got to write in my book here. We try to keep all of our stats up to date to give you guys the best coverage coming up later tonight. I'll get to type the recap of this game with stats and all that fun stuff, and then get to record an audio of how this game went, which is always a great time. 1-for-1 with a home run. Obviously, the RBI, the run scored, all that goes into hitting a home run here for Cal Hayden. And he's got two on. He'll be the first one to face Hansen, who comes in 3-4, 27 and 2/3 inning pitch, 36 strikeouts, 26 earned runs, a 3.54 ERA, the second best ERA on the team. Pitch on the way here for Hayden. Going to miss just upstairs for ball number one.
Now, if you're the pitcher, I'd say you're probably not looking to throw anything that Cal can hit. You're looking to get him to swing and miss. Like how Ty tunnels his pitches very well, you're looking to do that against him. But with a righty, it's me. With Cal being a lefty, pitcher being righty, it's going to break right into his bat.
Yeah, and that's the bad thing. You're going to be throwing right into a guy that likes to swing for the fences. And that's not a bad thing. There's some guys that swing for the fences where, you know, you want to dial it back. But Cal's a guy that will swing for the fences and makes it look seamless. 2-0 pitch. One out on the board, that one inside, and it's 3-0 for Cal Hayden. The second time he's been in a 3-0 deficit. The last time got one strike on him and then hit a bomb. He's a guy that will more than likely take this pitch unless it's, like, perfect right down the middle for him. 3-0, 2 on, one out, and that one will find it. A little deja vu now for Cal Hayden. He faces the 3-1 once again. Last time he took one opposite field over the 319 sign for the home run.
I would like to point out, the left fielder is playing almost at the fence, and there is a gigantic, gigantic gap in between the left fielder and the center fielder.
More than likely, that's a stand-up triple if Cal puts it in that gap and gets it all the way to the wall.
Right in the opening of the fence right there would probably be a triple.
3-2 count now for Hayden. Would be a huge strikeout to get here if you're AHSTW. 3-2 pitch. And it's going to be upstairs. Hayden going to lean into it, and we'll draw the full count walk. As the base is going to be loaded now, with Pretzinger at second, McAllister at third, and Ty Hayden due up.
Number 10,
Hayden,
Ty Hayden
so far, a stand-up double, hit the left field wall on the fly. He's a kid that, again, leads the entire state of Iowa in batting average, 607, 59 RBI, 47 runs scored. He could cross 60 and 50 tonight if he's able to get a couple of different stats in the book. Is this one going to find the zone for strike number one? It looks like that outside corner is going to be very favorable for the strike zone tonight. Trying to get some guys to maybe swing at stuff like that would be beneficial for both teams. 0-1 pitch on the way here for Hayden. That outside corner is going to get pushed a little bit further that time. We'll run the count now. One ball and one strike. Just one out here. What seemed like an eternity of a first inning for both teams, as it has been a long time. And the pitch on the way here. Hayden, deep
that
in the left
might
field.
Be gone.
Grand slam incoming.
Hayden does it.
Hi, Hayden, the grand slam. Over the left field wall. And the Hayden boys are running wild here in Coon Rapids Bairn. He hits a grand slam over the left field wall. And Ty, with that one right there, crosses 60 RBIs on the season.
If I am not mistaken, that is his eighth of the year. Am I correct on that, Mason?
I believe so.
Which he is fast approaching his uncle's record of 9.
And you've got, if you keep winning, you've got a couple of games to maybe do that. I know he's hit a home run in Merchants Park before. Maybe hit a home run in Valley Stadium as well.
Valley Stadium has a little bit of a short porch.
I know that's something that they benefit from. Is this pitch going to miss it here? What a hit there, though, from Ty Hayden. To be able to clear that wall, and it's about the same spot that Cal put his home run in. And it's 10-1. And this one, a short blooper to the third base side, going to be fielded clean by Dreesen. The throw to first, going to be there in time. For the 5-3 put out, that just out number two.
For the second out.
Brings up now Blake Hayden. And the one thing that I think is funny there is Cal gets on by the walk, and Ty goes, "Don't worry about it, brother. I ain't going to make you run too hard this time." Gives him a little jog around the bases as Culbertson's out for out number two. And it's 10-1, Coon Rapids Bairn. What a turn of events after the top of the first inning.
I think there is no doubt in Waddle's mind that Max is coming back into pitch. There is no doubt.
Yeah, after, you know, Ty kind of came in to save that inning for you, giving up just the one run on the wild pitch, you probably look and you go, "All right, Max, we're going to bring you back in." Now you've got 9 runs to work with. The scoreboard going off here, and we'll come back on. Makes the count now 2-0. Is that ball going to miss downstairs? Mr. Jameson Polking in the house tonight. I know him and I got to chat before the game a little bit. It looks like Kuemper leads 2-1 in the bottom of the second right now after Nash Leonard rips a double in deep center. Looks like 3-0 for Blake Hayden now, as he'll probably have Tucker Lewis coming in to hit here. You've got about, what, four Haydens for boys, and I think they've got a girl coming up here as well.
They do have Maya, who will be a great softball player if she follows the trend of her older brothers.
You got, what, Cal, Ty, Blake, Eli, and then Maya.
Yes.
So you've got five kids, and I said this, I'm like, you're starting to build an all-star baseball team if you're the Haydens. Because you've got Cal, who's an elite baseball player, Ty's an elite baseball player, Blake's getting on his way there. And then I don't know how good Eli is. I think, what, seventh grader?
He will be playing high school ball next year. So, he'll be an eighth grader.
You might have three Hayden kids back on the team next year as well. Jace Baker stepping in. Reached on the error as he put down the sack bunt to get to first. And the pitch on the way here for Baker will find the zone for strike number one. It'll be Tucker Lewis, courtesy running at first. The only runner on here for Coon Rapids Baird in what has been a long, to say the least, first inning. It was bases loaded for a while. Couple of pitching changes for both teams. Couple of home runs for Coon Rapids Baird, as Baker going to take strike number two up high to push the count now to no balls and two strikes. And Baker still looking for hit number one as he sits at 0-for-0 as he reached on the sack bunt and stole second, came around to score. And the pitch on the way here for Baker, and he strikes it out. Out number three going to be the strikeout. As we head now to the top of the second, it's 10-1. Coon Rapids Baird after a barrage of hitting in the second.
Let's hear it for the Crusaders. Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids is proud to back our hometown athletes on the field and everywhere in between. From the first pitch to the walk-off wins, you bring the heart, the hustle, and the hometown pride. We're right there with you, cheering you on every step of the way. Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, supporting our Crusaders.
And here's the pitch. Ooh, that's gonna leave a mark. You should probably head over to Tony's Corner Body and Paint. He'll get that fixed for you in a jiffy.
When you need fast, quality paint work and body work on your vehicle, think Tony's Corner Body and Paint on Main Street in Coon Rapids. His professional team will go above and beyond to ensure your satisfaction. Give him a call today at 712-999-DENT. Tony's Corner Body and Paint, Main Street, downtown Coon Rapids.
Back here on Kick 106.7, Trevor and I doing our best Scooby-Doo impression this time. We're searching for a mystery here, and the mystery is we've got to figure out Mount Air and Lennox. We're trying to figure out where this one is at here. I don't see... Maybe I clicked the wrong thing here. Oh, there we go. I'm trying to get Mount Air's bound pull up to see if we can get a story on that one coming up here. Does not look like I can find something here. Maybe I can go on Twitter and do some digging there. I'm going to search as it looks like Cole Kretzinger going to come into pitch now. Looks like they will go away from Ty Hayden, who had pitched one full inning in that one.
Now, I'd say I'm still holding a grudge against Mount Air. I have a little bit of bad blood with Mount Air for my sophomore year. My freshman year, when they beat us at home in the second round of playoffs.
Number one, Cooper Crummell.
And then Lennox, we played every year. We swept them this year, 15-0 in the first game, and then 5-1 in the second game.
It looks like 3-0 Lennox right now. They're beating Mount Air. Mount Air gets a leadoff walk and leaves them stranded. I've got somebody tweeting that stuff out here, so I'll have to turn on my notifications here to get this one going. But again, 3-0 Lennox. That game will be played at Valley, is what we were informed going into this one. It'll be Cooper Crummell, Calvin Parker, and Kipton Lamp. Crummell, the left fielder, hitting 211 on the season. Kretzinger going to go right at him and find strike number one. And I like what you're doing here if you're John Waddle. You're throwing a lot of different stuff at him early. You threw Sherbrin. You've now put another one in there with Kretzinger. You threw Ty Hayden at him. I don't know the young man in left field just yet. I can't see the number.
Right field is Jace Baker. And
they
then
moved Oswald to center.
Yes.
Okay. And then Sherbrin is at second as this breaking ball gets him. Three pitches and three strikes. Kretzinger coming in early, and he's coming in hot. Gets strike number one.
Kretzinger has been playing a lot for us this year. He is one of our better pitchers.
Calvin Parker.
which is hugely important for this team that really, you know, uses the pitch count heavily with guys like Cal, Ty, Caden, Cole, Max. You want to throw guys kind of interchangeably. So for a guy like Cole Kretzinger who's coming to pitch some really good innings for him, that's huge. Kretzinger misses this one outside. Ball going to get past Blake Caden here, but nobody on will do no damage. 1-0 count now for Blake Caden.
I'd say that Cole's command is probably one of the better on a team because he can dot the corner like he just did. He can get him.
And this pitch.
May not be the fastest, but he'll hit his spot.
And right as you called it, he finds that corner. One ball, one strike, and one out. If Coon Rapids Baird can slam the door with a 1-2-3 inning here, as this one's high fly ball, it looks to be shallow center. It'll be Ty Hayden near the grass. And Ty going to get it for out number two. If you can slam the door on them in this inning, the wind may come out of the sails, and you may see Coon Rapids Baird start to build that momentum again coming on the back.
That's a plate number four.
It'll be Kipton Lamp.
Kipton
was
Lamp.
The pitcher. Heads now to short. He hit 148 on the season here in the bottom of the lineup. It'll be back to the top of the lineup coming up next. Two outs. Cole Kretzinger looking to close the inning. And the pitch going to be there. Gets him on the inside for strike number one. A nice pitching debut tonight for Cole Kretzinger so far as he's coming in, I believe, 8 games pitched. And the second one, this one there. This is another fly towards Ty Hayden. He's chasing it into left field. And he'll call McAllister off, and Hayden back-to-back. They go 3 up, 3 down, and the Crusaders going to lead 10-1. We'll head to the bottom of the second inning next here on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Inning on three at bat. Inning goes 3 up, 3 out. Bringing up Caden Oswald, Max Sherber, and Eli McAllister. You've got Sherber, who's the only one to not score so far in this game for Coon Rapids Baird. Oswald's going to take pitch number one upstairs for a ball.
Now, three of these next four batters have pretty good speed, and I'd say that you walk any of them, and it's a guaranteed next bag.
1-0 for Oswald. This one inside and low. Pushes the count now to 2 balls and no strikes. And I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if Waddle wants to put on the pressure here soon, if he starts calling some bunts, calling some different situations here to try and move guys around and try and close the book on this game pretty early as Oswald takes the strike down the middle.
Oswald is one of our better bunchers behind Jace Baker, and I wouldn't be surprised if Waddle calls one right now.
You got a 2-1, you throw a bunt, and you say you're an All-State sprinter, go beat him over at first. And the pitch going to be there. This one, high fly ball, heads straight back into the parking lot behind us here at one of, if not the most beautiful ballpark in this part of the state, and one of, if not the most beautiful ballparks in all of Class 1A. This is one that is very well kept. So, you know, if you get the chance to play here, be here, all of that good stuff, I would take this not for granted. Is that pitch going to find it? And the strikeout for Oswald looking. It'll be out number one. That's strikeout number one for Hansen. Bringing up now Max Sherbrin. Sherbrin had an RBI
two,
hit
Max
by
Sherbrin.
Pitch. And he was thrown out at third.
Now, three-time best diamond of the year in the across the entire state. They take across every diamond. Merchants Park is the only one that has more than us, I believe.
And I mean, we're blessed here at the radio station to cover both. We get both Coon Rapids Baird and we get Carolyn Kemper with Merchants Park, which makes it really good because both places are great to call games from. Right here, you're sitting right at the backstop. You're able to see everything. Merchants Park, obviously, you sit back into a press box. It's 2-0
for Sherbrin. This pitch going to find it. And they're calling a lot of, from what I'm seeing, dialing up a lot of that low fastball, breaking balls towards the corners. The zone has kind of expanded away from that inside. 2-1. Upstairs. Pushes the count out of three balls and a one strike. The big thing here, if you're Hansen, you've got to get three of these four batters. You got Oswald. You have to get McAllister and Kretzinger if you walk here, because you don't want to go back to the top of the order, as he's going to get Sherbrin swinging and missing for strike number two. But if I'm coach here, I go, you have to get outs in the bottom of the order so that we can get back on the offensive end and not have to worry about that top two.
Yeah, I would hate to be the coach right now and have to go up against Cal yet again. Sherbrin's hit by another pitch.
And he leans away from that one to try and not able to be hit by it. When you're on a 3-2 and the ball's coming right at you, you try to move, because if you don't want to wear a pitch into
Sherbrin's
the back, you don't have to.
Pitch.
But
first,
he'll have two hit by pitches.
At the plate, number seven, Eli McAllister.
The fun thing about tonight, our Culver's player of the game discussion is going to be a very tough one, because you've got a couple of young men that have really played well tonight.
Yes, we have.
One out on the board. You've got Sherbrin at first, McAllister hitting now. He reached on a two RBI single in the first inning, also scored a run, as that pitch going to dial up outside for a ball number one. Again, Kemper leading right now. We'll see if I've got another Lennox score coming in here soon. Maybe I can be a detective today and figure out these games. It looks like still 3-0 Lennox as that pitch outside. We'll run the count out of two balls and no strikes. Again, the winner of this game will face the winner of Mount Airy Lennox. It'll be at Valley Stadium Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, for the chance to go to state. That state game will be back at Merchants Park. So we have to drive to the Valley, and then we'll come back to Merchants Park the next week, which is really nice, as McAllister can have a blooper down the first base side. And it will be caught. A nice catch by Parker for out number two. If he trailed off on that one, get into foul territory and get out number two. Brings up now Cole Kretzinger.
Now,
at the plate, number
state
nine,
baseball,
Cole Kretzinger.
We have one of the shortest drives across all classes. It's what, a 23-minute drive from Coon Rapids to Carroll?
Yeah, it's not a bad drive at all.
That is a very short drive, whereas teams like South Winneshie, say they make it, they have almost a four-hour drive.
I know South Wind was like, what, 5 hours from here?
Yeah, they're pretty far away.
Sherbrin can advance to second on the stolen bag. Two outs on the board, and it's 1-0 for Kretzinger, the pitcher now. Ball going to be brought home on the 1-0. Kretzinger going to have it almost get the shoulder there. Makes it now 2-0. Got Caden Oswald moved to center in this last one. Baker moves to right. Ty Hayden goes from 6-1 back to 6. Trying to keep my book fully up to date here, as it's now 3-0 against Kretzinger. And like I said, you've got two of the three outs you want in this inning. And now you throw 3-0 against Kretzinger. You go back to the top of the lineup for a guy that's got a walk and a home run and two runs score. Pitch on the way. And he finds it. Kretzinger knew right away, started to drop the head and just kind of watched it go into the zone there. But, you know, it doesn't kill you when it's 3-0 and you watch one go by. Now you got to put the bat on the ball if it's close. You hear the cars for the races behind us with the fair here. Kretzinger to swing and miss.
Got him full now. Now he has to battle. He has to protect. He's been liking that outer half of the zone. He's got to really try to protect out there.
Again, 3-2. Two out. Sherbrin in scoring position, so a base knock through the infield more than likely scores you your 11th run of the ballgame. But dialing it up here. Hansen. 3-2. The pitch upstairs. Sends Kretzinger to first, bringing up now Cal Hayden. Hayden so far. Solo home run, a walk, two runs scored.
The plate, number 24, Cal Hayden.
Again, him and his brother so far. Ty's got to be maybe our favorite for Culver's player of the game. A grand slam, a double, two runs scored, or one run scored, four RBIs. I mean, he has been pivotal. And he came in to throw when they were in that pinch.
Courtesy runner now, Andrew McAllister for the pitcher.
So it looks like Andrew McAllister is going to come run here.
Andrew McAllister for the pitcher.
Now, if Cal gets a hit and there's an open base, I completely see them trying to walk Ty.
Yeah, you don't want to, you know, both of them have hit home runs here. I wouldn't have been surprised if, you know, you had one on, you walk Cal and you walk Ty, go bases loaded with two outs. You try to do that, but now you put yourself in a pinch. Is that ball going to dial up on the outside for strike number one? He's a tough out at the plate, so you got to take the strikes where you can get him if he's not going to swing.
Yeah, he's been really liking that outer half of the zone on both righties and lefties.
0-1, two outs, and the pitch going to miss downstairs. We'll run the count now one ball and a one strike here. I know Cal's got probably some of the best pop you've got in the entire state of Iowa, going to play at Iowa Western next year. He's a kid that easily probably could have been a D1 baseball player early. Makes it now 1-1. And the pitch upstairs. And you almost saw a little nod there from Cal to Ty. Kind of showed a little snapping motion of the wrist there. Maybe he was talking about the way that he's going to throw his breaking balls and the way that you can tell. And that's baseball knowledge between two brothers that are very headstrong in the game of baseball. And this pitch outside pushes the count out of three balls.
Gives the same little nod to Ty. Just telling him it's going to be just a little flip of the ball there.
And you'll see it because, you know, some guys that can't really get the curve to come through like that, you snap the wrist really hard and you hold the seam down the right side and you're able to find that curve. But nonetheless, it'll be a five-pitch walk for Cal Hayden, which will be his second walk of the game. He'll head to first and bases loaded. Ty Hayden again.
At the plate.
The same thing that happened last time. Bases loaded. Ty blasts one over the left field wall. And now he's going to step up again.
Not much you can really do here as a coach other than let him hit. You can either give him the chance to get four runs, or you can do what the Angels did a few years ago, intentional walk, let one run score instead of four.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take the gamble. Do we think we can get him out, or do we think he's going to hit another grand slam on us? 1-0 pitch now for Hayden. And if you walk him here, you still walk in a run regardless. So you're going to score a run if he gets the hit or he gets the walk. So you just got to take the chance that you could maybe get him out without giving up one here, because it looks like they're going to intentionally walk him.
They're doing it. They're intentionally walking him. They're going to take one run instead of four. Possibility of four.
And they won't give him the chance to go back to that grand slam. And they'll bring in a run. Might be the easiest RBI Ty Hayden's ever had in his life.
Yes, it is. 100%.
All he had to do was stand there and not say a word. And he didn't even have to swing the bat because they threw a ball.
All you got to do when you're Ty Hayden, apparently, is sit still, look pretty.
Yeah, that's. I don't know if you would agree with that. Maybe I'll ask him in our post game. What's the thoughts when you're just standing there and you get intentionally walked? First pitch you're on the way, will miss for Culbertson.
Both he and Cal hate it. They want to hit the ball. They're competitors. They want to deal damage.
Yeah, I know both of them are like, what's the point of batting practice, taking cuts, if all I'm going to do is go stand on the bags the entire time? Mm-hmm. You still help out your team by scoring runs. Is that one going to miss upstairs for Culbertson, running the count out of two balls and no strikes? It is now 11-1 in favor of Coon Rapids Bear. Two outs on the board here.
Culbertson has some decent pop, too. If it hits a ball in the gap, and Cal is fast enough, it could easily be two more runs. We have Andrew McAllister on third, so any ball that Culbertson beats out, he's going to beat out as well.
Okay, you've got bases loaded, so you've got to try and find a gap here. But it looks like if you go opposite field up the second base gap between second and first, that is green pastures. I mean, you're putting that thing in the outfield. As Culbertson and have this one tail off at the end, it's 3-1 now for him. Another walk will bring in a run. The bad thing here, if you put Hayden Culbertson on the play on the bases, so again, three of the fastest kids you've got that are able to run.
And then you bring up Blake Hayden. Oh, gets hit by the pitch.
Culbertson
right in the hip.
Throws him right in the back of the hip. And it looks like they're coming out to talk once again here. And maybe they're looking to bring somebody else in. As he will get the RBI, Cal will move to third, Ty will move to second, and it will be Andrew McAllister coming in to score.
Pull him from the bullpen.
Yeah, they go immediately to the bullpen here, and they're going to go with their third pitcher tonight. We will step away, we'll figure out the pitching, all that fun stuff coming up next year on Kick 106.7.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Get out. Have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Bowl a few frames on their eight lanes, then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of Coon Rapids Bayard Crusaders and all area teams.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Sage Blosser, 2-0, 18 and two-thirds inning pitched, 11 hits, 12 earned runs. He's got a 4.5 ERA as it is 12-1 in favor of Coon Rapids Bears. They were down 1-0 going into the bottom of the first. They've scored 12 unanswered since then. It was now 10 in the first inning and 2 now in this inning.
Now Hayden comes to bat with Mason Culbertson on first, older brother Ty at second, and older brother Cal at third. This could easily be a productive at-bat.
And the first pitch going to miss outside. And the big thing here, if the ball ain't close, you don't got to swing at it. Mm-hmm. You're bringing in a run either way. If you take the walk, you take the hit, whatever you want to do here. So if it's not close, don't try and feel like you got to swing and make some magic. Blake, 1-0 count for him. Pitch number 2 on the way here. And that one to miss downstairs. Blotcher's got a unique kind of throwing style. Just kind of really goes quick through his motions. Not really a big, drastic, you know, swinging through. And he kind of short arms it a little bit, too, you kind of see. It's not really a full motion, in my opinion. There's that one going to get past.
It's almost the side of Cal's coming in. Cal will be up straight. Ty moves over to third, and Mason over to second.
And the wild pitch going to score the 13th run of the game here. Moves Ty to third, and a Culbertson to second. Hayden now 3-0 against him. Now you don't bring in a run if you walk, but you still get to the bases. You bring in your courtesy runner, and it'll still be bases loaded, two outs. They had two outs in the bottom of the order. Got Kretzinger, Sherburn on. Now Cal, Ty, and Mason have all gotten on. As this pitcher for Blake going to find the zone. That one almost slow pitch right down the middle of that time. Really took a lot off of the final pitch of those last four. Pitch number 5. Going to be there. Blake going to take it up in foul territory. It's high. It's going to be a chance to get to it. Didn't get the mask off in time. Freeman easily could have had a chance to get to that one. Didn't look like he knew kind of where it was going to be at right away. Flips the mask off late and was about 8 or 9 steps away from it at that point. It'll be now a full count for Blake Hayden. I think the only Hayden brother. Has he had a home run this year?
Not in the game. He has had a couple during BP, but he has not had one in a game yet.
I was going to say, the only Hayden brother that has not hit a home run for Coon Rapids Baird this season. That is on the roster, of course. And the 3-2 pitch upstairs and inside. Hayden will head to first, and they'll have a courtesy runner coming for him. Culbertson going to stay at second. Ty going to stay at third, and it looks like it'll be Tucker Lewis coming in to run for him. And Jace Baker.
Courtesy runner will be Tucker Lewis.
Being as good of a bunter as Jace is, even if Waddle doesn't call it, I fully see him doing it.
I mean, you bunt here, and you make this defense that has struggled tonight anyway start to make some plays on you. I think 9 walks is what I counted up so far throughout this game is the pitch there for Baker. This one a short blooper, and will get into left field, and a catch there that time by Crummel. I thought for sure that one was getting down, but Crummel kind of hung up in the air. They put up 3 runs in this inning and leave the bag loaded as we will head to the top of the third coming up next year in Coon Rapids.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Coon Rapids Baird over the opposing AHSTW here. I'm going to go on Twitter once again and try to see if we can figure out this Mount Airy Lennox score.
And it looks like, Mount Air is two runs, and it's going to be two Lennox.
Number 10.
So they're starting to make a little comeback there. I know that in our post game, me and John Waddle and one of the boys will get to talk a little bit as well. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that game, bring up some updates for them as well. Maybe I'll pull up a stream for them, try to see if I can figure out my best to help them figure out who's winning that game. It is 13-1, top of the order. Wheatley, Nelson, Freeman. Wheatley got the leadoff double. And he faces Kretzinger, who dials out that corner and finds pitch number one for a strike. He went strikeout, flyout to Ty Hayden, both those flyouts. They went three up, three down the last inning. And the pitch on the way here from Kretzinger. That corner is just going to fade a little bit too much downstairs to push the count out of one ball and one strike. Trevor, I know you and I talked tonight. Conor McGregor fighting tonight, so a bunch of fun stuff going on. The Coon Fair with the race as well. Is this one going to be hit into the gap by Hayden? He's going to try and backhand it and is unable to get to it. And I'm gonna reach that as a single because Ty's making a backhand play off the side of his hip, and it comes off the glove. But I'm gonna give him a single on that because that's a tough play to make for almost any shortstop. Because he almost, by the time that you go backhand with that one anyway, you're probably turning, jumping, and throwing to try and get to first anyway.
I don't think even Bobby Witt Jr. makes that kind of play. And Ty is a high caliber player, and that's a very tough play to make.
I think the only player that you get that makes that maybe Jeter.
Maybe Jeter
can make that play. Nobody else in the world can make that play as Kretzinger. A nice frame job there from Hayden that time as he pulls it back in for strike number one. Kretzinger was close on that one, but I think the pulling motion that time from Blake really solidified the strike. 0-1.
That's something these Hayden boys are really good at with catching is making sure it's framed very well.
And the throw to first, not going to be there in time. Cal holding on. We'll keep Wheatley at first. He's 2-for-2 with a single and a double and a run scored. He's the only run scored in this game so far for AHSCW. Just 7 pitches, I believe, for Cole Kretzinger. I think that's wrong. 12 is what I think we're at here. Breaking ball there from Kretzinger. Just barely going to miss that one. Makes the count now 1-1.
It's a fun Saturday night in Coon Rapids. You got playoff baseball. You got races. You have the fair. And then, of course, the UFC fights later tonight.
You also have the World Cup going on today.
World Cup, yes.
All this fun stuff going on. And the week just gets bigger going into next week because Xyra Elkhorn-Kimbleton ought to be in regional final on Monday. Depending on the outcomes of these games, we may have 2 sub-state finals on Tuesday or 1 or none. It's maybe looking like 1 so far for sure. Pitch on the way here from Kretzinger. You're going to miss the corner. And we'll make it now 2-1. Again, I'm going to try and find a Kemper score here possibly. Looks like 4-2 Ridgeview. Over Kemper here in the third inning.
Ridgeview
jumping on him there.
They were a tough beat for us earlier in the year. The score did not. We had a good amount of runs in that game, but that was not an easy win at all.
John Waddle kind of told us when we were talking about it with, we talked to Waddle, we talked to Barta and Bach as well from Kemper. They're a team that hits the cover off the ball. They will hit the ball to death, and you're going to have to play some good defense. So props to Ridgeview and Kemper, for what has been pretty much a good game so far from what I could see. Is Kretzinger going to miss the corner, and we'll draw the walk. With no outs, going to have runners at first and second now.
And at the plate, number 11, again, Cash Freeman.
You've always got your insurance policy and Ty Hayden to come in and get you out of an inning, but you don't know, with a 13-1 run lead, you don't want to go to Ty eventually here because you do have those kind of gaps to work with.
Just want to point it out because I thought it was funny. Ty Hayden's dad sells insurance, so he really is an insurance policy.
Maybe I'll ask him that. Is that what he calls his two sons? Is Blake going to fire it down to second as that pitch going to miss downstairs? Running the count now, 1-1 and no strikes.
Now, it would be big if we could get Blake to throw down and get somebody, whether it's stealing or picking them off. It would be great.
I know he's got a really good arm. He's developed that over this last season. Be able to throw down very effectively, whether that's first, third, or second. Obviously, a little bit easier to throw down the corners than it is straight down the gut.
I believe he has a few back picks to first base.
Pitch on the way here. Kretzinger has this one go down third base. It'll end up foul. A nice catch that time by head coach Bricks.
Throws it to Hayden, who gets it back to Kretzinger.
Yeah, Cole doing a nice job pitching so far. You just got to, get a couple more strikes under your belt here throughout these next couple of batters. Maybe get a couple of Ks on the board as well. He's 18 pitches in. Kretzinger, the pitch, breaking ball. Sweeps through the zone, but will tail off at the end, pushing the count out of 2-1. I'm trying to keep up with that Lennox game as well, as that is a big game, considering
this one. So it's bottom of the third again, 3-2 Lennox. 20 pitches for Kretzinger. Crusaders leading 3-1. See Miss Breely Clayburg in the house over to our left here. Saw her early in the fair as well, as that one going to be now 2-2 for the strike. Jeff and I got to drive through the fair, throw some candy out to people. The Haydens are sitting in their front yard. I saw Anna Hart, saw Aubrey Hoffbauer, all these different Coon Rapids Baird kids that we saw out there. Breely Clayburg was with her sister Malia on one of the floats when we were driving by. 2-2 pitch for Kretzinger. Brings it home. This one a hit right up the gut. It's going to get to second. Gets through from Oswald. And Baker going to have it go by his glove. Oswald in center going to have it go through his glove. One going to come in. The runner going to advance to third.
Brandon gets the base hit up the middle.
That going to be an RBI single.
Now, if you're head coach John Waddle, you are not panicking right now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you just give up one run on that one.
Camden Greason.
On a single. Runners at the corners now. If you're Coon, I mean, you're still even okay if you give up another run here, if you're able to turn two or even just get an easy out anyway. There's no outs, runners at the corners.
Now, as we stated earlier, with how our infield is set, we could easily turn two here with Ty. Ty has shown that he can get the first out with being at the normal shortstop position.
We got 13-2 now our score. Hayden holding on at first. Kretzinger going to step off towards third base, look back at first as well. Thought for a minute there he was going to try and pull off what Kemper pulled off the other night and fake the throw over to first. They faked the throw by Nash Leonard at first, ran the kid down from first base and tagged him out for the out in the bottom of the seventh inning against Denison. That one going to be a swing and a miss for strike number one.
You know, I will commend Michael Bardo on that. He pulls out some tricks. He's one of the, like you said, he's almost a younger John Waddle. He has a great baseball mind.
Yeah, I mean, five state titles for a reason over at Johnston. They were one of the most successful baseball teams in Iowa history at that point right there. Is that pitch not going to come home? They'll throw it over to Hayden at first. Still no update over at Mount Aaron Lennox. It's 3-2 Lennox in the bottom of the third inning. They're about the same of what we're at here. Is that breaking ball going to miss downstairs? And if you're Kretzinger, the biggest thing, you don't have to, you know, strike everyone out. You're up 13-2, and you've got an elite defense behind you. Just let that defense be elite. You can get the plays behind you. Just throw, you know, strikes into the zone. 1-1. Kretzinger's pitch going to be there. This one hit down the third base side will end up hitting the dugout of Coon Rapids Baird. One of the many perks of being the home team. You don't have to stare into the sun 90% of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Since your dugout faces to the east, and the third base one faces northwest, you get kind of that sun look for you. 1-2. Kretzinger going to take off the hill, and we'll look over at third. Now I'm going to throw over there.
While we're talking about our field, I'd like to point out a nice advantage we have as well is Merchants Park is set up literally the exact same, going the exact same direction. So playing here is just like playing at Merchants, just with a little bit deeper of an outfield.
Is that pitch going to pop out of the glove of Hayden that time, pushing the count out of 2 balls and 2 strikes? The other thing, there's a hill and some stuff to the left and to the right of Merchants Park. You get the slow pitch fields to the right with a little hill going up to that. You've got softball to the left. So you are familiar with, you know, there's things to your left, your things to your right where you're looking to kind of aim at possibly. So this is a really nice ball field to, you know, kind of compare. As Kretzinger to put this one in the zone, it'll be fouled straight up and back into the parking lot. Again, the other thing that really is nice is that once the sun does start to set here, obviously your right fielder is in about pain for an hour, because he's just getting blared by the sun. But, you know, the infield starts to become dark. The outfield gets a little dark as well. Things kind of start to settle down. The lights will turn on here eventually. Is Kretzinger going to miss that one outside for the third ball? No outs on the board. Runners at the corners, and it's 3-2.
Now, these shadows we have found do cause a problem sometimes, because you can't always see the ball as well. We have a bunch of trees over in to the left of us in foul territory.
And that'll be out number one as he brings the fastball home. He gets some swing and missing. It'll be Sage Blotzer, now the pitcher, coming in to hit. He was the DH, now he's the pitcher.
Plate, number 13.
But as I'm saying, we have a bunch of trees over there in our grandstands. When the sun is slowly setting down, it causes gigantic shadows over almost the entire of our infield. The only places I can see sunlight, right behind the pitcher's mound and right at first base.
Yeah, you get, you know, it gets to be dark in the infield, and you know, with the ball sometimes rolling slowly to you, it's hard to kind of see it, especially if it comes at you fast, too. If you miss it there, that could be the difference between one run and 3 runs or something like that. 13-2. Runners at the corners. Kretzinger with one out. And the pitch going to be there. This one taken into foul territory will head out of play.
Hits the clubhouse.
Makes it now 0-1. As that one way out of play that time. Got all the way over to the clubhouse over there. See a couple of photographers down that way as well. Some fans sitting back there. Got some people in the outfield with some golf carts and some gators sitting out there watching. Some people on their porch over there watching as well. Man, what a nice house to have right there. You get to overlook the number one team in the state of Iowa almost every night. Is that one going to miss upstairs on the breaking ball? Pushing the count out of one ball and one strike. But, you know, how lucky do you got to be to have a house that overlooks the number one team in the state of Iowa and you get to just sit on your porch and watch them play?
That would be amazing. And then one of the families actually has a player that plays down here too. So they just, that would be great to be able to just watch your son play from your porch.
Yeah, you don't even have to leave the house.
Yeah.
By the time the game's done, and even if you're the son, you just walk home after the game.
He doesn't drive. He literally just walks down a little bit of a hill there, walks through the open part of the fence, and just comes down to the dugout.
1-2 for Kretzinger. One out. Brings this one home. It's going to be a blooper through the infield. It'll be Culbertson and Hayden. Ty going to call him off, and he gets the out. And he's able to get out number two, and that's the one thing you get out of Ty Hayden. He can cover so much ground on this baseball field that he's able to move from about the second base bag to the third base bag, out to where McAllister's out to where Oswald's out in center field. He can cover about half the field on his own.
He's one of the fastest shortstops you will see. He is a true baseball player. He's a five-tool player, as they say in the MLB.
33 pitches for Kretzinger, two outs on the board. And this breaking ball going to miss downstairs. A nice job that time from Blake to drop to the knee and keep it in front of him. Most, you know, some of the less experienced catchers try to backhand that one, or you try to scoop the glove underneath it and you miss it. But that's the big thing, is just get your body in front of it. Use that. That's why you have catchers here in the first place. 1-0 count now for Hayden. This pitch going to be there as it foul tips into the glove for strike number one. 1-1 count now. Trying to see if maybe I can get a Kemper update as well for you. It looks like Ridgeview is still up 4-2 is what I've got here. And for Lennox, it's tied at 3 in the bottom of the fourth. So it looks like a barn burner of a game there. This pitch going to miss downstairs. Hayden able to drop and keep it in front of him once again. Makes a count now 2 balls and 1 strike. You got those two outs now. It's time to, you know, if you're Kretzinger, throw the strikes here. You've seen that, you know, you can get a strikeout and you've got a fly out. And with a guy like Ty Hayden and that shortstop position, you've got Eli in left field who can cover a lot of ground as well. If that's hit to that left side, you've got that whole side cover. 2-1. Two outs. And that pitch to the corner will miss.
Now, while Kemper may have beat us, they are a very good ball club, and I'm rooting for them. They are a great ball club. Michael Barta has done a great job turning them around the past few years.
Yeah, it's a team that, you know, last year had a couple of good players. As this one hit to left or right field, and Baker going to get it for out number two. They'll leave two stranded, and they score one as we head now to the bottom of the third. And it's Coon Rapids Bear 13-12, 13-2.
Let's hear it for the Crusaders. Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids is proud to back our hometown athletes on the field and everywhere in between. From the first pitch to the walk-off wins, you bring the heart, the hustle, and the hometown pride. We're right there with you, cheering you on every step of the way. Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, supporting our Crusaders.
And here's the pitch. Ooh, that's gonna leave a mark. You should probably head over to Tony's Corner Body and Paint. He'll get that fixed for you in a jiffy.
When you need fast, quality paint work and body work on your vehicle, think Tony's Corner Body and Paint on Main Street in Coon Rapids. His professional team will go above and beyond to ensure your satisfaction. Give him a call today at 712-999-DENT. Tony's Corner Body and Paint, Main Street, downtown Coon Rapids.
Welcome back here on Kick 106.7. It'll be the middle of the lineup with Caden Oswald, Max Sherman, Eli McAllister due up here. As Miss Taryn Peterson in the house here tonight, Trevor Miller in the house as well. As got some Xyrocorn, Kimbleton, Audubon Blood in the house tonight as they play in a regional final on Monday against Fremont Mills. I covered Fremont Mills the other night. They got really good athletes, but so does, obviously, Xavier Roper and Hamilton Ottoman. They're number one in softball right now for a reason. So
it's not
very similar story to Coon Rapids
Bears.
They knocked off a couple
eight,
of teams that were ranked in 2A, and they were able to jump up to number one as they knocked off, you know, Newell Fonda in softball, Riverside, Logan Magnolia. They play a lot of good softball competition down there as well. They'll play Fremont coming up on Monday. Again, updates from Lennox. It's 3-3 now in the bottom of the four. Tied up is that one inside. We'll drill Oswald in the leg, and he'll take a quick hit-by-pitch to first.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Oswald led off the last inning, too, didn't he?
Yes, he did. They went straight through the lineup, and then the last out was Jace Baker on a fly out to left. So they went right through the entire order of the lineup. So now it'll be 13-2 in favor of Coon Rapids Bear. They've got one on. It'll be Sherbrin. Had a hit by pitch. He's two hit by pitches tonight, an RBI and a run scored. Show bunt here. Oswald slides in before the ball gets there, and he'll stay on the bag as he'll be credited for the stolen bag. Did a nice job there. You're sliding through the bag. Keep your hands on the bag, and even if you're getting up, you got to have some part of you on the bag while you're getting up when they're trying to tag you out. Because I know a lot of guys will like to do that. They'll hold the ball kind of at your head on the helmet. And they'll wait till you start to get up. You got to keep your hands on the bag so you can get your knee and then to your foot and then stand up as Sherburn going to take that one into foul territory, maybe hitting a car behind us here.
Straight on top of the batting cage, actually.
I was going to say, that's the one thing about some of these ballparks is you got to learn where to park your car. I parked as far away as possible, and I think the only two kids that can hit my car are Ty and Cal.
Probably.
So I'm like, as long as they don't foul one straight back, we should be good. As Sherburn takes this one deep, and it's in the gap.
Oh, my.
And it is deep in the gap. And it is at the wall, one hop. Oswald going to take off. It's a stand-up double for Sherbrin. They're going to send Oswald, and they're going to just keep the ball in the infield as this one going to hop into home plate. And Sherbrin, an RBI stand-up double, bringing in Oswald to score, and there's no outs on the board. And 14 runs have come across for Coon Rapids Bear within these first four innings of the ballgame.
I thought he may have done it again, just like he did in Merchants Park.
That one really, when Jeff texted me, I'm like, I feel really happy for Sherbrin, for a kid, you know, to experience that, to be able to hit a home run in what is basically a minor league park.
Mm-hmm.
As McAllister going to take strike number one upstairs, and now you've got some speed on the bags again with Sherbrin in scoring position at second. You can really kind of pour on the runs here if you're able with no outs. If you get through the bottom of this lineup, more than likely intentionally walking Cal and Ty if there's nobody on. And McAllister going to kind of hit this one on the inside of the bat. Almost got jammed up on that one.
If I'm not mistaken, there are parts of Merchants Park that are even deeper than Principal Park in Des Moines, where the Iowa Cubs play.
I'm pretty sure. I think, you know, the corners are. It looks like Ridgeview now 6-2 in the top of the fourth. So they are up by four runs. But Kemper's Kemper. They find a way to come back in a lot of these games. So you can't really ever count them out as that pitch going to miss up and away. I don't think there's ever a Kemper team you can really count out from making a comeback, because they do it every year. It doesn't matter who's on the team. So, I mean, 6-2 could look bad, but they could make a comeback here. I'm pretty sure they did it against Coon, didn't they?
We were up, I believe, 4-1, and they put up four in the bottom of the seventh inning.
They did the same thing against Carroll. They did the same thing against all these other teams. Just kind of the memo here. Is that pitch going to go upstairs? McAllister doing the right thing of dropping the bat when it's coming behind you. A lot of kids make that mistake nowadays. You'll hold the bat like this. You'll drop your head. You got to drop the bat as well, because it does ring you a foul ball if it hits it.
Kemper's a scrappy team. They can come back from just about anything. That'll be in the gap.
Yeah, gets it into that gap in second base. The throw going to come to first. And McAllister will advance Sherbrin to third, and he'll get on first. Two hits here. And a hit by pitch. Bringing up now Cole Kretzinger. Here's the funny thing. If Kretzinger hits one through the infield, and you score one of the runs, you've got two on with Cal Hayden. You make the decision, do we want to throw to Cal, or do we want to throw to Ty? And that's the one deadly thing you get about every game. I mean, Cal's got a home run so far, three runs scored, two walks as well. Ty, a double, a home run, and an intentional walk. He's got one run scored, five RBI. I mean, you really have no right answer to that question here. Kretzinger so far, two walks, two runs scored. Chose bunt earlier, he's going to pull back. McAllister going to take off for second as they call strike number one. Now you've got runners both in scoring position. If Kretzinger is able to, you know, maybe put something down, I wouldn't be surprised if they go bunt again to maybe try and force an error from the third base side. If Kretzinger is a good enough bunter, you put this down the third base side, it's going to be a tough play to make, as that one upstairs will miss for ball number one.
I think it was a great call by Coach John Marotta to have Cole fake the bunt, and then Eli just basically walked to second base.
And now you put runners in scoring position. A base hit gives you two runs, probably, and pushes the thing to 16-2. And Kretzinger going to swing on the low breaking ball. Gets him for strike number two. 1-2 count. And only no outs on the board. You're going to see Cal and Ty unless you hit somehow a weird triple play here.
Weirder has happened. We had a triple play against Glidden a couple of years ago. Weirder things have happened.
2-2 count now for Kretzinger. Got to stay in this count if you're Cole. Got to try and battle yourself through it. 2-2 pitch. And it'll be up and away. We'll push the count out of three balls and no strikes. And here's the thing. If Kretzinger gets on now, you have to pitch to Cal. Or you have to pitch to Ty no matter what. You can't walk both of them because that's two runs. And the game gets pushed to 16-2 and you go to the middle of the lineup.
Yes.
3-2 and Kretzinger going to wear it off the back. And that will load the bases for Cal Hayden. A home run so far to left field. Let's see what they want to do here. They want to intentionally walk both the Hayden boys. Looks like Andrew McAllister going to come out to run once again for Cole Kretzinger.
Andrew McAllister.
I think they give the nod to Cal and just let him hit.
I mean, Cal's had the home run on the one swing that he's gotten to get into fair play.
They're shifting their players. They are preparing to let him hit.
They're going to shift him here. Way into right field. They're going to make sure that this one doesn't go over that right field wall at 371. He went oppo last time over the 319 sign and left, and the pitch on the way for Hayden will miss inside. Not a bad look on that pitch to try and jam him up inside, but I know in talking to Jeff Blankman, we talk about lefties and batters. Low and inside is one that lefties love to hammer the ball with. 1-0 pitch, and it'll be there. Cal's got a really nice job of taking strike number one as well. He sees the ball really well, knows what's going to come in front of him, and he's faced now three different pitchers. So he's not had the same pitcher except for in that first inning. Pitch number three, and the breaking ball. That one going to get him. That was the one I thought he was going to take. He hung it over the zone on the low and inside fastball. I thought he would have taken that one for a ride. Still looks like Ridgeview up 6-2. Maybe I can get a Lennox score coming up here as well. As Mount Air and Lennox facing off, as Hayden, high fly ball. This one deep into right field.
Really
it looks
high.
Like it's going to be short, and it will be an out. Runner going to tag up, though, and he'll get the RBI.
Sherburne scores easy. McAllister moves to second base. McAllister stays at first base.
That'll be an RBI nonetheless in the book. Sherburne could have maybe walked his way to home that time, as that one was deep into right field. You'll have Eli McAllister going to third, and you've got runners at the corners. Now the big thing. Do you walk Ty and just say, let's
not go? They just walked him. He has been walked.
I don't think he's too happy.
He is not. He about threw his bat into the dugout.
Hayden.
Didn't even get a pitch this
time. Mason Culbertson.
And bases loaded for Mason Culbertson. Funny thing, Culbertson can hit home runs, too.
Yeah, Culbertson has the power.
He's had a couple of home runs. I know he had one against Caminita. You've got plenty of power throughout this top four with Blake Hayden as well. Is Colbert's going to take this one for a ride in this deep center field?
Oh, did we speak it into existence?
And it's going to get there. RBI going to come in, though. Is McAllister going to jog his way in? Ty going to stay over at first. And McAllister going to come in to score.
Fly ball into center field.
Even when they're getting outs, these are still runs coming across the plate.
They are productive outs.
That's two outs on the board now, two on. Kretzinger with his runner, Andrew McAllister, moved to third. Ty will stay at first. Two outs, and it's 16-2.
At the plate, number 25, Blake Hayden.
You look at Kuhn here, you almost can outscore every team. That's the big thing here.
Yeah.
Ty going to go. Not even going to have to look back. I mean, he was safe by a mile, and it's a 1-0 count now for Blake Hayden. Maybe Blake can be the third Hayden to hit a home run this game.
If all three of them can do it, that would be some sort of magic.
I wonder if that has ever happened, that you've had three brothers on a high school team.
I bet that would be the first
runs.
Time ever.
That might be the first time in baseball history to have three brothers on the same high school team all hit home runs in a game. If we want to get real specific, in a playoff game. Pitch on the way here for Blake. It's going to go right back up the gut and the throw to first. Going to be there in time for the 1-3 putout.
Coon Rapids Fair going to take a 16-2 lead, though, as we head to the top of the fourth inning coming up next.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine scab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Back here on the CB Sports Network, it is Kick 106.7, Lake City Carroll here. I'm dropping my pen and everything right now. Just, I don't know if it's this game being such a long, short game. I don't know how to describe it. You're 16-2 through three innings because Coon decides to go 10-3-3. And it's been one in the first and one in the third. Mr. Bryce Lewis walking to our left here, standout basketball player for the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Kretzinger's first pitch here going to be right down the middle for strike number one. Got a lot of great athletes down here at Coon Rapids. A lot of great coaches. I know a lot of those kids were in consideration for our Rewind Hall of Fame. Some of them not eligible just yet. You have to be 5 years out of high school or 2 years retired as a coach. As Kretzinger's breaking ball that time finds the zone once again. He's now 0-2.
Well, Coach Waddle may never get into the Hall of Fame then. I don't think he's ever going to quit.
He's going to do it until he dies, and then he'll come back and do it again. As that one he missed downstairs.
Even if he wants to quit, his wife will not let him.
They do a lot for this field and for the community. That's the one thing I will say. Props to Lisa and John for what they do, keeping this field up, making sure everyone here is happy, all that great stuff.
It's named after both of them for a reason.
That breaking ball going to
miss out. One of the biggest things for our team is the popsicles Mrs. Waddle stocks us with in the freezer. That is a big part of our game days.
Field going to be shifted here. Baker going to play shallow and left. Is that ball going to miss outside? I will tell you, Blake does a great job of framing a lot of these balls, even if they are outside. He does a nice job of pulling the hand back to try and frame it, which I think he's really grown into and learned a lot from his brother Ty. Has that one going to drill the inside shoulder?
About hit me on the ricochet.
The pitch, we'll hit the first.
Good thing this chicken wire's
at the plate,
still
number two,
good.
Calvin Parker.
They used to have this in Merchants Park, and it always scared me when you'd sit right up there because this thing will come back at you a little bit, but it doesn't come back at you like the netting does. At Merchants Park now, if it hits right here, the netting will come about this far out, maybe a foot back at you, maybe 6 inches. It doesn't have a whole ton of give, but it's got enough to kind of spook you there.
Now you can see a lot of dents in this chicken wire, a lot of them right in front of us.
So it looks like 6-3 now. Kemper putting up a run in that last inning. As that pitch going to miss upstairs, we'll see if I can get you a Lennox score here as well. They were in the bottom of the fourth the last time, and it was tied up at three. That's a game that is really important to two teams here. Is Kretzinger going to find this one for strike number one? We'll get to talk to him. I know they run a very famous TikTok account, him and Ty.
They may try to get you to do the Glizzy review with them.
They tried last time in Cam, and there was no glizzies to try. So I think they're going to try and maybe get me to go again here. As this one, high fly ball ends up in foul territory, right over our heads here. I wouldn't be surprised. I told him, I go, I'm covering your guys' postseason game if you want to do the Glizzy review. They got Jeff on the Glizzy review. So I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised.
If we see next inning, if we see John Kretzinger walking over there, you know you're doomed.
Is that when they send him?
That's when they send him, is when it's the hopefully last inning.
They send him over there to go get
the hot dogs.
It's him and Ty, and I didn't see it until Jeff got tagged in it. And I'm in Colorado, and he goes, I'm just warning you, there's a TikTok coming your way. And I go, I don't even think you know how to use TikTok, Jeff. And I saw it, and they tagged our account. I'm like, what is this? Is Kretzinger going to earn strikeout number three on the evening here.
If Jeff knew how to use anything other than Twitter or Facebook, I'd be astonished.
I think he knows how to use Instagram because he posts our players of the game to Instagram. I don't think he knows how to, like, really scroll through it and do all that stuff, but I think he knows how to post stuff. I'm like, I do a lot of the heavy lifting sometimes for technology that's newer. He does a lot of the older technology heavy lifting. 16-2 Coon Rapids Baird is this pitch going to find the outside corner for strike number one. It'll be Kipton Lamp who flew out to Ty Hayden as out number three in the second inning. Again, I'm trying to figure out if I can get another score here for Lennox. Everyone playing tonight, is that pitch going to miss downstairs? That's the tough thing about Twitter, is everyone's flooding the feed with everything that's going on right now. Again, still tied up at three, haven't gotten an update here. Kretzinger going to face now the 1-1. Runner at first will be Crummel. And the pitch on the way here for Kretzinger gets him on the swing and miss. They'll push the count now to one ball and two strikes. And for Coon Rapids Baird, huge momentum booster if you can win this game by double digits and end this thing early. Don't got to waste pitching. Don't got to waste people hitting-wise. You just kind of get away from this game, and you're able to kind of rest. Is that breaking ball going to miss? And it was pretty close to either hitting Lamp or getting to the zone. It kind of broke at that sweet spot. Now 2-2 for Kretzinger. One out. Kretzinger looked to make it two and couldn't get that last pitch. Missed low and away. And it will make it now 3-2. One out on the board. Cal over at first. Going to hold on the bag. So it looks like they maybe switched out balls here as that one hit the dirt. Again, 3-2 ball to strike ratio.
Lennox now up 5-3 in the top of the fifth inning.
Wow, so Lennox may be the ones to upset Mount Air and come over to Valley. Is this going to be a swing and a miss, earning strikeout number four? Kretzinger going two in a row after giving up the leadoff hit by pitch.
At the plate, number 10, Chase Wheatley.
Again, 6-3 in favor of Ridgeview against Kemper. Lennox up 5-3 over there. I think they're playing that game in Mount Air.
Yes, I believe so.
I believe Mount
Air
is the number two seed in the state bracket. As this breaking ball going to miss upstairs, they'll make the count 1-0. It's the fourth inning here, and it's a 14-run game. Very important number. I won't tell you why, but a very important number there. Kretzinger's pitch hits Hayden. Diving catch
makes the play.
What a catch from Ty Hayden.
That is the play he has been wanting to make all year.
Almost gets lateral to make the play. They give up no runs, leave one on, as we head now to the bottom of the fourth.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Bowl a few frames on their eight lanes, then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers, served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders and all area teams.
Coon Rapids Baird. 14 runs they lead here in the fourth inning. It'll be Jace Baker, Caden Oswald, and Max Sherbrin. Haven't even sniffed 9 o'clock yet, and this game is starting to
for the Crusaders.
Have the sunset.
Bottom of the fourth.
Got the beautiful lights
14,
here
Jace
in
Baker.
Coon Rapids on. Jace Baker so far has a sack bunt, a strikeout, and a flyout. He's 0-2 on the night with a run scored. Also has a stolen bag added to his name. First pitch on the way here for Baker. Going to show bunt early, pulls back at the end.
Mount Air plates a run on a pass ball to make it 5-4.
Starting to really... That game could be great. I wish they had some type of video to be able to, you know, simulcast almost. We could watch that game and have this game. Is that one going to find the zone for strike number one? I wonder if it's on YouTube somewhere. I'm going to pull this up here as we get things rolling here. Because if it is, I think I'll probably end up sitting here watching it with Waddle.
I would be surprised if they're live streaming. It costs a lot of money to live stream postseason games.
and it looks like audio only. I have the audio here instead, so we should, after this game, be able to pull it up and maybe check. It's 1-2 for Baker, and this pitch outside will run the count now. Two balls and two strikes here. It'll be Caden Oswald on deck and Max Sherburn in the hole.
Now, as I said earlier in the game, like all we had to do was play our brand of baseball, and we sure have done that tonight. We put up a lot of runs, and
that's the second time now that that's happened for Baker as that one flies into shallow left field, and the kid is able to make a nice catch there. Crummell able to get the bat or the ball. He said that happened twice now, as he's had one that should be able to get down and was not. And we're going to have a tough time picking player of the game tonight. And I'm just going to say that now for all of you guys listening at home. It might take us the entire postgame to pick that one. His frame job there, beautiful, to get strike number one for Oswald.
I personally think that it goes tie after that diving catch. I think that kind of seals it for me.
He's had a bunch of putouts. I mean, he came into pitch when they were in trouble. I mean, he's had a home run. He's had a couple of other good looks here, a double, one run scored, five RBI. I mean, what a game from Ty Hayden so far, but we can't count out anyone because if this game keeps going, we've got more stats to add. Is Oswald going to take the pitch in there for strike number two? Now, you got to be a hitter in a 1-2 count. I think we all know, you know, if you played baseball, that once it hits 1-2, you got to be able to hit the ball.
Yeah, you have to be able to protect and even just poke into the other dugout if you need to.
And he's going to get him to swing and miss. Makes it now out number two and brings up Max Sherburn.
Max Sherburn.
Two hit-by pitches, a double, two RBIs, two runs scoring a stolen base.
Two, Max Sherburn.
As we said earlier, he has the power.
He does have pop in his bat.
He's done it before. Crazier things have happened.
Shallow right field wall as well as that one, or left field wall, excuse me, as that one could have missed downstairs. Only 319 over there compared to 364 and 371 down center and right.
It's almost even 380. About 20 feet to the left of the 371 sign, it's almost 380.
Makes it now 2-0 for Sherburn as he almost gets hit on the hip once again. I don't know how many kids can get hit by a pitch three times in a game and not be upset. I know I would be upset if I get drilled three times in one game.
I think it's personal at that point, personally.
I don't know. These kids are too nice of kids, though, to go out there and fight anyone.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that.
I'd also say that we have one of the nicer ball clubs. We do not argue much.
Yeah, this is, you just kind of do what you do. And I think that a lot of that is what Waddle's instilled in a lot of these kids, as well as Coach Hayden. Is Sherburn going to pop this one into right field, and it's going to be shallow, and it'll be Sturm getting under it for the flyout. The Crusaders going three up, three down, as we head now to the top of the fifth, coming up next.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Four runs is what will separate AHSTW from another inning or a travel home. They'll head to Avoca if they cannot get four runs coming up here in this inning. It'll be Mason Culbertson, the fourth pitcher to pitch tonight for Coon Rapids Baird, really using almost everything they've got tonight to be able to kind of show the talent that they've got. Culbertson been going to college to pitch, struggled with some injuries throughout this season, so wasn't able to pitch a full season. I will say, if Coon Rapids Baird was healthy in their pitching rotation, they might have the single best bullpen in the state of Iowa.
We wouldn't have lost a single game this year if we were fully healthy.
Because you go starter Ty, closer Cal, starter Culbertson, closer Sherburn, and then you got two other kids in Caden Oswald and why am I drawing a blank here, who just pitched earlier today?
Man.
Kretzinger.
Okay.
Cole Kretzinger. You've got six kids that can throw you at least seven innings.
Number 20, Merrick Marsh, now at third base. And number 3, Tucker Lewis, now in left field. Baker in center, and Kretzinger in right. Hayden, Sherburn, and Hayden all stay the same. And the other Hayden. All three Haydens stay the same, along with Sherburn.
We'll get to talk to maybe some of these kids in our postgame. I know Waddle's really good about getting
leading
over here. So we'll
Crusaders,
talk to John Waddle. We'll talk to some of the
leading
Crusaders.
Leading off for the Vikings, top of the fifth inning,
it'll
number 16.
Ty Nelson, open. Cash Freeman, and Camden Dreesen. Crusaders need three outs to close the book and head to the sub-state final. First pitch here for Culbertson. Going to try
to off the head.
Almost got him in the chin area that time.
That's scary.
Hit by pitch.
Yeah, not a good look there.
Cash Freeman.
And you wonder with Culbertson, you probably got a short leash knowing that you've got pitches from Kretzinger and Sherburn that can close this thing. So, you know, and I know he hasn't pitched a whole ton this year with injuries. I know him and Cal kind of did that where they weren't able to pitch throughout part of the season due to injuries. I know Cal's still trying to recover from his as well as he plays, you know, year-round baseball, plays basketball, track, almost everything, and he's good at almost everything. Pitch on the way here, going to miss upstairs for Culbertson. 1-0 count now for him. Again, our time right now, 8:42. Kind of getting to be a little chillier night here in Coon. I mean, not too bad with being about 81, but it starts to get a little chilly when it's scorching hot during the day. 1-0 pitch from Culbertson. Dials it up and it heads back to the backstop. On the foul ball. 1-1
count. Top of the sixth inning. Still 5-4 Lennox.
So that game's starting to get close to this game as well. We're a little bit behind it, but we've also had, 18 compared to 9? So over half. They have about half the same amount of runs.
They had a two-out hit, but leave the batter stranded on second.
Culbertson going to throw over to first with Hayden. Cal not even trying to dip the hand there, knew that. And that's the one thing I will give props to Cal for. He knows when he's going to get somebody, he knows when he's not. So he doesn't really dip the glove if he's not going
to
get him.
He also makes sure to stand there and watch him to make sure he stays on the right bag, because having that orange safety bag, that only applies when you're running through. If he picks you off and you're standing on the orange bag, you're not safe.
It's only when you're running. So you can't stay there. It's not safety no matter what. It's 2-1.
Against another local team, the last out of the game was actually because the kid was standing on the orange bag and Cal knew the rules.
And that's the one thing that, you know, having a baseball family and having a coach like that in your household, you can tell him, this is what happens and it's going to happen to you eventually. Get the out when it's there. 2-2 count. Culbertson, the pitch home, breaking ball. It's a high fly ball in the infield, and it looks to be Ty Hayden who's going to chase it all the way to the hill, almost overruns it, and is able to get the out.
Hayden pops up to the shortstop.
And I tell you what, I'm going to count this up right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 flyouts for Ty Hayden.
Number 24, Camden Dreesen.
Absolute insane. He's also got 2 strikeouts. I don't even know where. I mean, player of the game almost might be settled already with the way
he's
playing.
I think it's. No doubt tie in my eyes.
Yeah, he's getting, I mean, 5 putouts. He's got 2 strikeouts.
Got
him. Almost get him at first.
Very close at first.
And you could tell because Cal swung the arm down to try and get him there. It helps when you're a lefty as well because you can reach out with the right hand. You swing back into where they are at. As a left or as a right-handed thrower, you got to bring the glove around. Culbertson brings the pitch home here and will find it for strike number 1. 2 outs away from closing off and heading to the sub-state final for another year.
For the third year in a row.
Last year they faced Loma. This year it'll be the winner of Mount Air and Lennox. Right now Lennox leading, I believe, 5-4?
5-4.
Culbertson's pitch down the middle, and he dials it up. And this is what you saw last year from Culbertson when he was really, you know, in his prime last year. When he wasn't injured, he had a really nice arm and was able to throw plenty of great innings for him. I know he did it against Newell Fonda when I was here last time. I named him player of the game last year against Newell Fonda in the postseason just because of the way that he pitched.
Yeah, when healthy, Mason is one of our better pitchers. He's one of our 4, as we called it a couple years ago, our 4 dark horses.
0-2, this one, a nice jump up from Blake Hayden there to keep it in the field of play here. Yeah, there's a nice beeping sound somewhere.
Their bus. It sounds like a bus beeping.
Must have already started the bus and getting ready here, which is crazy. Trying to see if get another score update for either of our games, either Lennox or Kemper. 1-2, and it's downstairs, and he gets some swinging and missing.
Dreesen is
2 outs. Coon Rapids Barrett needs 1 more.
2.
As they will head to the sub-state final, if they can get this final out. It'll be the DH now pitcher,
number 13,
Sage
Blotzer.
He has a flyout and a strikeout. He's 0 for 2. Can they close the inning and move to the sub-state final? This would be the final game this season on this field if they are able to pick this one up.
I think we all kind of realize in our clubhouse, like, we have a job to do. We have to get it done. It's going to be an emotional one for everybody because we've been so close so many times. And if we finally get it, it's going to be an emotional one.
Yeah, and we'll be there on Tuesday in Valley as Culbertson will miss that one upstairs, makes it now 1-0. We will be there. Again, I don't know exactly what station just yet. We got to figure out if Kemper wins, got to figure out all that stuff, and have a good time there trying to figure all that stuff out. But we will be there. And the pitch on the way here. Downstairs, the high fly ball. It's Ty Hayden. Can he close the game? He will. The final out. And Coon Rapids Baird is heading to the sub-state final.
Three.
Coming up on Tuesday, they will play the winner of Mount Air and Lennox. We'll step away. We've got your Mackey Motors first game rolling on next.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Let's hear it for the Crusaders. Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids is proud to back our hometown athletes on the field and everywhere in between. From the first pitch to the walk-off wins, you bring the heart, the hustle, and the hometown pride. We're right there with you, cheering you on every step of the way. Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, supporting our Crusaders.
And here's the pitch. Oh, that's gonna leave a mark. You should probably head over to Tony's Corner Body and Paint. He'll get that fixed for you in a jiffy.
When you need fast, quality paint work and body work on your vehicle, think Tony's Corner Body and Paint on Main Street in Coon Rapids. His professional team will go above and beyond to ensure your satisfaction. Give him a call today at 712-999-DENT. Tony's Corner Body and Paint, Main Street, downtown Coon Rapids.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Postgame show brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. A 16-2 win here in five innings. Some fireworks going off in the outfield. And the Crusaders, for the third straight year, head to the sub-state final. They'll play at Valley Stadium. As of right now, it is seven innings deep, and it is 5-4 Lennox. So they will face the winner of Lennox and Mount Air.
coming up later on next week. We will have Ty Hayden possibly coming over here, maybe Cal Hayden, some of the boys coming over here. Speaking of Ty Hayden, player of the game, I'm going to read you off some stats here. Impressive night from the young man. 2 for 2, a grand slam, a double, a run score, 5 RBI, 2 walks. He had 6 putouts and 2 strikeouts on the defensive end. He had some amazing plays, some flyouts that he had to call some guys off in left field. He had that diving catch to end an inning as well, and he will be named our Culver's player of the game. It looks like they're starting to break the huddle and make their way over here. Looking at the scoring-wise, it was 1-0 AHSTW after a stand-up double, and then they would get him around on a wild pitch as we get things rolling here. Looks like they're going to get some food as well to keep things going. But then you come up, Cal Hayden, solo home run, a double. Then you have an error, then a single, then a sack bunt. You had Cal, Ty, Mason, Blake, Jace, Caden, Eli, Cole, Cal, Ty scoring that first inning. And they would go up big. After that, in the second inning, Cal would score his third. Sherburne scores his first, and Kretzinger scores his second in the third inning. Oswald scores one, Sherburne scores one, and McAllister scores one. They close things off here at home with the big 16-2 win here in a couple of innings. It looks like we'll get Mr. Cal Hayden on the mic to jump on here with us. I'll get this chair out for you, Cal. I've got to ask, take me back to the first inning. You guys trail 1-0. It's the playoffs. You know this is big stakes, and you step up there, and you rip a bomb into left field. Solo home run, and you could see the emotions when you're rounding second. You knew that thing was gone, and you knew that your team was back and tied up. You know, what were you thinking when you ripped that one, and what were you thinking when you were rounding second as well?
Yeah, you know, beginning of the game, I guess it's not exactly what we wanted. You can't blame Max for, you know, having those guys on. I felt the zone was a little tight early, so it's just something that he fell into that kind of stinks. So, yeah, them getting out of the game, scoring, that would have fired us, especially me. I got big goals. We all got big goals. So I'm not letting this be the last home game, last game. For me here in Coon Rapids. So, yeah, my approach is just getting up, drive the ball hard and do some damage and, you know, get us going. I trust my brother behind me and trust my other brother behind me and also trust everyone else. So just getting on base is a big part, especially batting leadoff.
This now is the third straight year you guys will head to the sub-state final. You'll play at Valley Stadium. It's 5-4 Lennox, 2 outs at the top of the 7th. Mount Air is going to get a chance against them here. You get 2 days now to prepare for this. This is your third time preparing for the sub-state final. You know, what does it take now to get mentally ready for what will be the biggest game of the season for you guys?
I'm going to say vengeance. I mean, we were pretty mad about last year, especially me not most of the game. I know all off-season it's been that fire within me. I know for some of us it's the same. We didn't play our greatest. So yeah, this next game, it's gonna bring a lot of energy out of us. I think we're ready. I think we've been putting our time and effort in since, you know, January. We work hard. I know everyone. It's been a long season, but this is what we dream of right here. This next game. You know, 2019, I don't want that to be the last baseball one, especially when I have a chance to play. So, yeah, we're all hoping to bring out the energy and, you know, get going on Tuesday.
And so I got to ask you about you and your brother. You know, you both, you're the number one and the number two in the lineup. You are hitting in the mid-500s, Ty's hitting 600, and with the bases loaded a couple of times, they intentionally walk Ty, and they let you swing there as well. You know, how does it feel with you two at the top of the lineup, knowing that teams are afraid to pitch to you and to Ty, and they've got to pick their poison when you get up there?
Yeah, having Ty behind me has been a blessing. I'm super proud of him. He's put a lot of time. We have put a lot of time together, pushing each other in the cage, raging together, you know, getting mad. It's great to finally see it come through for both of us, you know, especially having one of our better years. So, it's just trust with everybody. You know, I'm always there for him when he freaks out. He's always there for me whenever I freak out. So, it's really been a blessing to play with my brothers. You know, it's something I'll always remember and always be thankful for.
Well, Cal, we will see you Tuesday at Valley Stadium. Congratulations on the big win here tonight, and thank you for joining us on our Mackey Motors postgame show.
Thank you.
We'll get head coach John Waddle jumping on the mic here in a minute as well as they pick up the win 16-2. And we'll get on here. He's got to wipe the sweat off after a hard work game from Cal Hayden. Their coach, you head to the third straight sub-state final after a win here tonight. The guys fall down 1-0 early. and then you rally, and you saw the offense just pour after that. I mean, the solo home run, then a double, you keep things rolling. What were the talks like after falling down 1-0 here in the postseason?
Well, we've fallen behind before, Mason, and so we told the guys, you know, at tournament time, you can't panic. We've got to have enough confidence in our lineup that we can put some runs on the board. We thought we could tonight. Obviously not the start that we wanted to get off to, putting the first three guys on. And, you know, I didn't really want to go to tie tonight if we didn't have to. I thought our offense could do the job. But at that point, you couldn't risk getting behind, you know, 3-4, 5 to nothing. Then you're really fighting an uphill battle, and you worry about your kids pressing a little bit.
And then, you know, for you guys tonight, just looking at the batting-wise, you have a grand slam, you have a home run, a solo home run, you got a couple of doubles. I mean, everyone's hitting the ball. You know, how much time during the season, during the offseason, does it take to really get to a level like this where in the postseason, a go-home type game, you guys have the bats come alive right when you need them?
Well, that's what we're hoping for. You know, it's been a long road for some of the kids. You know, a lot of struggles early on, transitioning from one sport to the next. And, you know, the preseason, our kids work hard. But until you get enough at-bats in the batter's box against a variety of pitchers, you can't replace that. And now, you know, kids are getting up and they've been in there, you know, 80, 90, 100 times. They're starting to get more comfortable and they've seen, you know, quite a bit of variety from different pitchers. So I hope we're where we need to be.
You know, as of right now, you don't know your opponent. It's the bottom of the seventh, no outs. Lennox up 5-4, but Mount Air's on the bats. Does knowing your opponent change the approach to the game, or is it more of, we just got to play our game to get this one done on Tuesday night?
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think we just have to play our game. You know, we just have to go out. We can't get caught up in our opponent. Obviously, we have to scout them. We've got to know a few things about them. We played Lennox, you know, in a doubleheader early in the year, and they're a good ball club. They've gotten better throughout the year. I got an opportunity to go down and watch Mount Air. They've got some athletes down there, as you well know, from other sports that carry over into baseball. So they have a good, solid baseball team, too. It's certainly no give me in a sub-state game. And, you know, we said last year when we got beat that we need to find a way to kick the door down. We need to kick the door down on Tuesday and make that state tournament.
And Cal kind of said the same thing. I go, you know, what is it going to take to win on Tuesday? And he goes, honestly, for me, it's just vengeance. Last year, we thought we had it, and we fell. And he goes, you think about that night and day as a baseball player coming into this season, and now you're right back to where you were last year. Is that something that, you know, these guys are going to take and you think that they're going to take and motivate them to be able to try and pick up that win on Tuesday?
Well, I think they're motivated no matter what. But, yeah, you know, that was a little salt in the wound. You know, it was a tough loss. We've had a couple of those. You know, I guess it's, you know, not how many times you get knocked down. It's whether you can get back up off the carpet again. And, you know, hopefully that's what we can do on Tuesday night. You know, some of these kids have been punched in the nose 2 years in a row. So, you know, I want it for them because they work so darn hard to get to this point. And it's not easy. Everyone's gunning for you. So we know it'll be a great battle no matter who we play.
Well, Coach, thank you for everything here. I know we'll get stats from you later to type up this great game, and we'll see you Tuesday night in Valley.
Awesome, thank you.
That was Head Coach John Waddle joining us. That'll do it for us tonight. Again, Ty Hayden, your Culver's player of the game. For my broadcast partner, Mr. Trevor McNelly, I'm signing off on Mason Nealon. Thank you for everything. Tuesday night, it'll be the sub-state final.